Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, grow apple trees and honey. Hello. Well, I am in Raleigh, North Carolina, working at Charlie Goodnight's, which is now basically a Helium comedy club. I was not going to have a little band playing, but I think I have somebody now. Thank you, Joe, from the Rinaldi Flying Circus. I just saw their video. Thank you, Joe Rinaldi. I know his brother's a comic. But anyway, enough of that. I'm forgetting his brother's name now. That's not good. Mike? Oh, I met him the last time I was here, too. But anyway. Okay, so today we did the bit. Someone asked me. My emails got so messed up this week, so if I didn't respond to you, it's because some things got messed up. But I think I went in and fixed it all. But someone said, do the bit where you guys hit the bridge, you know, or the song. I get that. I got that. But somebody else recommended to do the bit where we and don't get thinking everybody can send in bits now to recommend, because then it stresses me out. But I actually don't mind. Sometimes it reminds us to do a bit we forgot about. Where it started, the bit from Elvis, like he's, you know, Elvis was drinking a lot. It could be anybody you recommended. It's like someone, they're in a band, they're drunk, their manager's trying to help them, or somebody, but then there's another person just telling them, no, everybody does this. Everything you do is normal, like condoning their behavior, you know, because they're kissing their ass because they want to keep, they think that'll help keep their job. Resend that in. Is that the bit you wanted? I think we forgot to do it. All right, so enough with that. We are Joybird. We are Joybird. Did you go throw some love at them on Twitter? Where's my army of people? It takes a second. And we are in the go. We're trying to figure out the Super Troopers. How long does it take to throw a little? We are Joybird on Twitter. Hey, Joybird. Todd Glass Show said check out your website. I'm going to. Hey, Joybird. Todd Glass said check out your website. I'm going to. You know what I was thinking? You know, when not even people that are tremendously negative, people in your life, they're pretty positive overwhelmingly. But when you talk about, you know, Bernie Sanders versus Hillary Clinton or whoever, you know, they want to vote for, they go, you know what, no matter what you do, and they try to explain to you how nothing's going to change calmly and, you know, from an intelligent perspective, they try to. Let me ask you a question without making the argument, oh, things can change, and you think they can't, we can change teeny little things here and there to give the perception a change, but you really can't change anything. That's their stance. I think I sold those people well. Not super negative about everything in life, but they try to explain to you how, yeah, you can change teeny little things. And I don't want to say, like, I don't want to make the argument like, well, yes, you can, no, you can't. But let me ask you this. I think you can make big changes. But forget about that. Whose life or who do you think, it's more enjoyable going through life thinking you can't make change, or at least maybe in some people's case, knowing you can't make big change, or going through life and thinking, yeah, you can, even if I'm wrong. But which one makes you enjoy your life on a daily basis more? I know that sounds like a loaded question, because I hope it's my way. I can't imagine how it could be their way. And I know most people want to have a full life. And Hal's being pretty much decided that you can't make gigantic changes help you enjoy every day to the max. I don't know. A little food for thought. Oh, my God, I can do serious journalism. All right. So we are Joybird. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. All right. Everybody. Today was the first day in our new studio, and it's only getting better and better. I am loving it. Loving it. All right. So Jen Kirkman, who is always a bundle of love and excitement, and Jake Fogelness, who I just love, were the first guests to bring in whatever, do the new studio, the barn. And Joe McKenzie, oh, did he make us a great song too. It's everything I wanted it to be. All right, so that's it. Enjoy the show. Come see me at Charlie Goodnight's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. You're the best. I think you're great. I think you're fun and special, and I think you make this world better, and I think you can take a deep breath and just fuck it. Shut up. I'll do what I want. What? All right, enjoy the show. Goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
A one and a two and a one, two, three.
Oh my God, we're in the new studio and that he must have moved next door.
What are the odds?
Oh my God, that's like the biggest christening you could get. Wow. He's good. Wow. All I'm really thinking about is the red curtains crooked over there. Wow. The kid lives next door. I forgot what his name was. Let's give him a name. I forgot. Well, our better listeners
Freddie
remember.
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
No, it's not. So we're in the barn right now. And Jen Kirkman is sitting across from me. Jake Fogelness is sitting across from me. Jake Adams is over here. Keith is here. And also Gavin. Gavin, what's your last name again?
Gavin Matz.
Gavin what? Gavin Matz.
Gavin Matz?
That's a good name. Gavin Matz. On the show tonight, Gavin Matz will be here. That's how you know if you're... Anyway. Gavin Matz. Okay. I like to give people a lot of attention if they're sitting in, especially when they're a comic. Because whenever I'm a comic and I go somewhere, I always think, I want to be performing. I want to be doing it. So if there's a comic hanging out, I try to... You know, what's your Twitter? At Gavin Matz. Follow him, you dumb fucks.
M-A-T-Z or S?
M-A-T-T-S.
Oh, I fucked up.
It's all right. But listen, we're in the new studio, and of course Aristotle's here. And I say we start really big. We start, Joe will start us off just wonderfully in the new studio. I'm going to take my headsets off and really enjoy this. So here we go. Bring it to the house.
There's a barn, what a barn, only funny people go there, and they do a little show there, it was voted number one there. Oh, there's music, and silly dancing, and a lot of podcast people, with the bells and whistles, the bubbles, lights, and Todd Glass do the intro. Everybody's ready for the show. They want to hear their favorite guests do the bits they love the best. Then they hear a rumble on the drums. When that happy moment finally comes, all the joy the show will bring. For miles around, you'll hear them sing. We'll be right back.
broadcasting out of the barn. It's the Todd Glass Show. Chris Hardwick sounds the alarm. It's the Todd Glass Show. Comedy bits that we cheer.
Your camera over there.
Listening to the Todd Glass Show.
Wow.
That was, JJ, you're the best. Wow, I want to do that again.
That was amazing.
All right, do it again.
You know what I really
want to
do?
Pretend we didn't see that.
You know what I really want to do? Fix this curtain. It's driving me fucking
nuts. That ruined the whole thing.
I'm so sorry. No, you know what? It was before you came out. By the way, JJ
this
knew.
This was so amazing.
JJ knew when he was, I'm back. I got to fix this.
Todd, that was amazing.
That was crazy. Is it wrong to do it one more time?
No.
No.
Because you can shoot it. Now you know what's coming up. You can get a better periscope of it, maybe.
I could also, I'll periscope it.
We could double scope.
Okay, let's try to do that again. Can we play the whole song? By the way, we have a great song for you.
Oh, honey, I've got it all.
You got all night. I love you.
I have to leave at 9.
Can I tell you something? Let me put my headphones on because that way I can hear my voice and sound more professional. I'll tell you, Jen. I am so happy that you two guys are here. Like, I'm at my closest I can be to peace and joy when the two of you are here. I love your energy. I love everything about you. I'm excited when you're on your way over here. And I got you to my house by way of podcast, but I still got you here. And I have
Todd, I would come over without the podcast.
I know.
Now that I've seen your outdoor bed.
Well, we'll talk about that later. There's more where that came from. Jake, don't get upset.
No, it's fine. I would only come here for the podcast, just to be...
Oh, you would come for the podcast, but you would just come for the podcast.
Well, it's such a fun podcast and stuff, and just...
Why? You know, can I be honest? That's a compliment.
Yeah, no, it's
I don't go anywhere unless I think I might get some dick, so I honestly...
Do you want to kiss later? I wasn't going to wait. I've never kissed a girl, so I thought maybe if you wanted... All right, how's that going to help anything? No, I never have.
Oh.
But you want to just, like, maybe start out light and then maybe...
I wouldn't kiss you.
Is this the comedy I do now? I was saying that before the show. All right. So listen, so we're going to start...
Is that weird that I would be totally fine fucking you? I'd feel weird kissing you.
Well, it's more intimate.
I guess you're right.
It's more intimate. I have a story about that I'll tell you off the podcast.
Oh, can't wait. I have to go
I'll be gone because right after I'm just here
Jake
for
has
the
a
podcast.
Night shift job.
Well, we have something for you, too. But here's what we'll do. I got an idea. Mm-hmm. We'll go...
Did you want to do the song again?
Yeah, but I think I should get all this stuff out of the way.
Okay.
And then we'll get the boring...
I said it. No.
Why do I do it if it's boring? I think people think it's boring.
The serious stuff?
Yeah, like the stuff, you know, get this, get that. All right, so listen. The other day I said something, and it's true. I said even people with dirty nails would know not to do that. And that, to me, was a big insult to the person. To blow their... What were they doing? Someone was at my house... I don't forget what it was. But, you know when you get, I was doing that thing with the hot towel.
Yeah.
You know, and it really does work. By the way, you have to start doing that when you eat. Because it is just the old, it's a hot washcloth. Get it. It has to be more than the hot water from the spigot, too. Spigot? What do you call it? As it was coming out of my faucet.
Yeah. Do you mean just to wash your hands with after you eat?
No. Can I tell you why I said
like
spigot?
I don't like putting it on my face, though.
Because
I wear makeup.
I know. There is the difference there. But you know what you can still do? It'll still work. Because I've thought about that. If someone's wearing makeup, I get it, obviously. But first of all, Jake gets into it like I want him to get into it. And it's not just like a massage. A massage feels good, of course. But this says, here's the way I look at it. I have a new way of explaining it. The hot washcloth, you don't have to do your face if you have makeup on. You can do your hands. You can do under. You can do whatever.
I do
put it
my
behind
neck.
Your... You're saying basically, every time I do it, and you're going to do it and you're going to say I was right.
Every time I do it, take hot washcloth. I have the tea kettle, so the water comes out real hot. You hand them to people. They have to be so hot where people can't handle them.
Right.
That's the only way. But if they're hot at the faucet, by the time they get to your face, water cools down very quickly.
It's terrible on a plane when you're so excited. I'll be on a plane. I'm so excited to get the hot towel.
You got
to
wave it in the air a little bit.
But then they come, and it's a damp cloth.
By that time, sometimes. Yeah.
Well, that's because... Are you sitting in coach? Can you imagine I know I'm joking. Yeah, can you imagine that you're the guy in coach, but you paid extra for the hot towel from first class, but it's cold by the time you get to 36 feet.
I think that happened to me once because I asked for a hot washcloth and the guy in first class passed it through the curtain. I think he was just used it. No, I'm kidding. I'm making it up. So anyway, the hot washcloth, here's what I say every time I do it. I make fun of myself, and while I'm doing it, I go, were you just going to talk, eat, was that what you're going to do? You weren't going to try to stop for 5 seconds? So you were just going to go, ba 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 ba, even if it's positive, forget about negative. I did that, and then food gets in front of you, start plowing you. Is that what you were going to do? Really? Really? Is that, you think it's cliche that this is special? That's what I'll say to myself. I don't always remember. Yeah, it's fucking food, and not everybody has it. So it's not wrong for you to stop and fucking... cherish each other. You don't have to believe in God to do that. You can, but I'm saying it doesn't mean you're not people that don't believe. You have to remind people that don't believe in God still believe in love and caring, and they still think this world is unbelievable. You're sitting across from people that will talk and make you laugh and learn about you and love you. Yeah. You stop for 10 seconds and you breathe in the hot air, goes over your face, wash your hands. And you're almost forced to laugh. Like, whoa, why would I not do that?
Yeah, who doesn't want a hot towel? If I went to, if I came to your home for dinner and you handed me a hot towel, I'd be like, that's the nicest thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, guess what?
What?
I'm to George Carr, and I'm being honest. The problem is getting them to too many people. Like, once it's five people, it's very hard because I'm rinsing them over there.
Sure,
my hands are – I want to get to them so quick. If it's too hot for me to squeeze, you know, when you have to squeeze some of the extra water out of it, I do it. I don't care. My hands, I'll blister them up. I'm like, I'm getting them over to everybody. So I get them over to everybody. But I am going to buy one of those things you put, 15 in.
Yeah.
Have
you know what I mean? Like at a salon.
Oh, that would be great.
Why not?
I want to say something that I think you'll like.
I got a salon.
I can put 10 towels in.
A lot of towels. People wash their own hair. I get somebody else.
Oh, I have a
friend.
You have every
single there's two people that are among to it. Only those two people because they do such a good job at the salon.
You're blowing it out of proportion.
Now, let me ask you this. Quick question.
Yes, okay.
I think you'll appreciate this.
Sure.
I was on the fence about hot towel and was going to sit here and have it be, Todd likes it, and that's good for him. And now you've changed my mind, and I think it's rude now for people to not like that. Yeah. I'm completely
I'm mad
into
it
now.
If I go to someone's house, I'm going to be mad
because
if they don't
it's
have
a little
them.
Meditation it before. Is it's a moment of
it's
gratitude.
I know JJ likes it because I get he's a spiritual person. I can tell he's like, I'm being totally serious. Like, I get the feeling you stop before you eat dinner and just appreciate it. Am I right?
And
I'm not.
Like
I'm being
totally.
Is it funny,
through?
Keith? How about if I come over there and punch you in your fucking face? We're trying to have a spiritual moment.
That's like outtakes from a Buddhist retreat.
it's like somebody making one of those meditation tapes.
So listen,
just like scanning down.
I think you need to do it between every course, not to add more pressure.
I'll do that later.
Yeah,
but
I love it.
I definitely want to play that.
I just love when things take long. I hate then the check comes right away. Like, sorry, I'm still finishing
slow
my drink.
Slow down, right? So listen, no. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Michael, I'm going to set up some bits. Michael Calhoun. I'm going to fill you in because we're going to have so much fun with this today. We have so many bits. You don't know how many bits. My opening of my show is almost done. Don't forget, people that are listening, we're in the new studio. We're going to get some awesome pictures of it today. This is... Black Horse was its own thing, but this is... I like it better.
Oh, this is what should always have
I like
been.
It better, and that's the way I would want it to be. Wouldn't it suck to miss that? And that place was unbelievable. So when you say you like it better, it's not dismissing. That place was unbelievable that we got to do it there. I'm just lucky that this is different and better for different reasons.
Black Horse was like, you walked in, it's like the most welcoming, like, oh my goodness. And then I walked in to this tonight, and Comedy Central doesn't have things set up as nice as you've got it here in your barn.
And Nick Lipa did it. Like,
yeah.
All the wood on the walls. I don't know how to explain it, but Nick Lipa did everything you see, running the wires, running the lights, putting up all those pictures. it's crazy because you have the old brown wood, like barn wood, then against the like bright red curtains. And I should take time to walk some people through it. Now I have all the controls on my side. Controls is a strong word. But lights.
No, you dimmed some lights.
Yeah, I can dim the lights. I can give JJ, when JJ comes in, he starts singing. We have the whole room black. Jake Adams turns the FX bulb off over us, so the room's dark. When you're going to hear JJ do the opening again, he comes into the room through a door in the back, through a curtain. You don't even see the door. Boom, he's out there. The whole room is dark, and there is a crisp light on him. So from now on, and then black out when he's done singing. That's so what just happened. So anyway, so I think I got through everything.
Well, wait, can I ask you something about
Michael
the hot
Calhoun.
Towel? Wait,
a hot towel,
Calhoun. Did someone reject the hot towel? You said even someone with dirty nails.
Oh, yeah. No. As somebody, good listener. They were joking.
Thank you.
They were joking at the end of it after you have that great moment and everyone puts their towel down. And there is a moment. You don't have to tell people to be quiet. The hot air just forces you to, just thinking about it makes me take a deep breath right now. It just stops you. The steam, and then you feel good. And then you are literally clean. You're cleaning your hands. That's for real, with a hot towel before you eat.
And also your soul.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. No. Is it funny, Jen?
No. I
was just making fun of you guys.
No, how about if I come over there and punch you in your fucking stupid nose?
Because I was trying to have like a real because we're very spiritual people.
Well, we have more depth than
I was uncomfortable with it, frankly. I was like, well, are they going to talk about the game?
Okay, whose foot is in my crotch?
Woo!
That's no,
not
seriously,
my
whose foot.
Foot
is in my... Oh my... I want to say that all night long. Aristotle, keep asking anybody tonight. What did you want, Aristotle? Does anybody want what?
Does anyone want some coasters?
That has nothing to do with anything.
Wait, why aren't we using coasters?
Well, we do have coasters, but they're in the other room. No, I told him the whole show, just interrupt asking if anybody needs coasters all night. So just commit to that bit tonight. Like,
I don't know where those coasters are.
And you like this. But you just ask all night long. No matter what we're talking about, you go, does anyone need a coaster? And we'll do that thing where we all go, oh, coaster, what's that have to do with it? And we continue back all night.
Got it.
You want to try it again?
Yeah.
Here we go. So anyway, I was at the what hour?
Does anyone need any coasters?
Oh, that was doing
that's sort of off topic.
I've got these real nice coasters.
But anyway,
so we're about to start a sentence.
And then we move on. I like to
But does anyone need any coasters?
No.
Sorry, Todd, what were you saying?
So listen, so back to the hot washcloth. When you have that moment where you feel good, Daniel Keno goes, as a joke, he went like he was blowing his nose. It goes from the most zen, and I go, would somebody do that? Would somebody? Somebody out there would have to. And you think, well, I mean, people blow their nose into a napkin. Nah, they have to understand that you don't do it. And then, I said, even people with dirty fingernails would know not to do that.
Oh, got it.
That's how that.
I would do it on a plane. I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to put this later. Does anyone have a pen? Sam Dip, did I say your name right? She wants to know. I asked Caleb Sinan, like, I don't know if it was the happiest you've ever been, like, just a great period of your life, like, where you think you were at your calmest, even if things were bad after it, like, just a zen, simple moment. Not that you can't have it again, just what you're going for. Like, what was that moment? Not like, oh, those days are in the past. No, those days can be ahead of you if you just know what they are and you recreate those times. That's the question. So, Sandip. But I don't have a pen to write it down. I want to get to the show. I don't want to try to get this out of the way. I can just sprinkle this in between our bits and bells and whistles and
sprinkle
shit.
Sprinkle it on my bits.
Now, anyone have a pen?
Nobody?
What kind of show do I have?
I wasn't allowed to bring my purse in.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, I'll do it when we take a break. And today...
Just remember Sandip's name.
We're going to take the pressure off of us. We're ending the softest we've ever ended. I want to turn this audience back to their lives, like, bye. Like, we're all going to have a nice words of wisdom. We're going to just, here you go, back to your... And we go, we blow. Okay?
I love it.
Yeah. Takes the pressure.
Back to your jobs!
You're the worst.
Is that like something like that?
Yeah. Well, I made a little softer.
So you bring him in very
like
soft.
Wake up! Wake up!
Your boss is yelling at you. The sun's in your face.
Don't you remember the one who loved me, baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
That was Elvis telling his band. He goes, when I say 1, 2, 3, 4, why don't you play? You never say 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And they're all sitting there like, when's he going to say 1, 2, 3, 4? And Elvis is like, I'll say it again.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He says, huh, who, he, who.
Is that
anyway,
really Elvis?
Yeah, this is really Elvis. So Michael Calhoun.
Yeah.
I'm going to explain this bit. And, And get ready. See this piece of paper?
Yeah.
If I had a pen, if somebody went in the house and got me a pen.
Oh, sure.
It would be a godsend. I'll tell you why. Because I could write down these two things that are
while
on
you're
the
at it, can you grab some coasters?
I hate.
I need some coasters.
No, they have nothing to do with anything. I hate that I slow the show. Guess what? I'm about ready, and it's not a New Year's resolution, to really rip to shreds finally this opening. I'm always want to get past it. Because it's an agenda. So if I just take two things that I've left on what I call my opening piece of paper, mm-hmm. throw it over here, I can talk about it later and calmly hear the answer. You know what I was going to ask you? What your best moment was? You know why I'm not asking? Because whatever you said, I want it to be quick and over. What kind of interviewer is that?
The journey is the destination.
Exactly.
You know that?
Well, good. You'll give me time to think of it because I was like, I don't have anything like that.
And Jake went in to get a pen. We're in the new studio. Everything's going to be great. JJ's here. Keith is here. Gavin's here. Gavin Getz. Is it?
Matt.
I said Matt, you dumb fuck. Go back and fix it in post.
That's not a pen, you idiot.
What are we to say?
I know he just has like a giant plate.
My laugh sounds stupid, but it's the way I laugh, so fuck it. Okay, sand dip. Okay, hold on, everybody. Don't lose me. Maybe this is why I don't have a TV show. Like, is this unprofessional? I'm enjoying it. Why am I?
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Don't you forget that.
I think you have your answer right there.
Thank you. I should relax.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what happened with Michael Calhoun. I'm going to fill you in. This is a true story. He's listening to George Carlin.
Do I know him?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to bring you in on this because I've been loving it. I'm in Pittsburgh. He's a young man, college student. He's sitting to the right. He's having the best. He's laughing at me like I'm laughing at Eddie Pepitone. And you know what? Yeah, I recognize it. Like there's great audience members, but when they're like that, I think they probably look at it from your perspective. Yeah, there's people. I'm not going to say that no one enjoys my show. Hopefully he's not the only one. But he was enjoying it at a level like I feel it. And of course that melts you. It makes you feel really good.
Yeah.
I go, hey, you want to be in the band? So he sits in with the band. He's love it. He's having so much fun. It's so fun to watch him have so much fun. Then our audience already heard this, but I think it's worth filling you in because it's fun to do the whole show, and I love it. It's my new favorite bit. So anyway, then we said, I'm going to be at Helium in Philly if you want to come play it and sit in the band with Helium in Philly, because that's where he's from. He just goes to school in Pittsburgh. Sunday night, he showed up.
Good.
Sunday with his dad, who was just endearing.
I thought you were going to be like, who was a jerk.
He was a fucking
was a
asshole.
A real nightmare.
No, his dad was just endearing, and he sat in with the band. He was amazing. He did the mumble bit. I go, because the guys in the band have a hard time doing it. He did it perfect. And then I go, do you want to be hit over the head with a bottle? I hit him over the head with a bottle. He never saw someone get hit over the head with a bottle, jump up and down for joy. And then, so anyway, aww. So he writes a very nice email. And this, I said it, he knows. I know he listens to the show. I said, it's fun. I want to make him laugh really hard. I know how to push his buttons. So when we get back here last week, Jeremiah Watkins was playing his dad, calling in the show saying, whatever happened, you know, I should have been the star. or then Michael Calhoun was calling in like, you know, no, the show's not good enough. You know, we're like, Michael, what happened? You're taking over. So I thought today's show, you call in like his manager.
And
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And you're like, you want more for him? You know, he played the egg shaker. Maybe you could say something like, Yeah, he got a manager so fast, right? Like, what? And we'll talk to you. And we'll make up different things. Is it weird that I'm setting this up in front of the audience? No, because they know. Okay, cool. And then Jake.
How long have you been doing the show?
I know.
This is the show, and this is why people love it.
I know. Yeah. Thank you. And you know what? That's why I love you, because you relax me. Jesus Christ.
Now, wait, anyway, let me ask you.
What? You want to make out? Am I kidding or am I joking?
I think you're kidding. Now, can I be any kind of manager, or is it like a nice manager or like a hard-ass manager?
Can I tell you what I did with Jeremiah Watkins? I kept being so nice to him. I'd be like, Michael, because he's on the phone. I go, Michael, listen, we love you over here. And Jake was like sending out warm words. And then I'm holding up a sign to Jeremiah Watkins that says meaner. So after I'm so nice, he goes, I don't care. I go, Michael, you were a kid. You were in the audience. We brought you to Philly. We let you sit in with the band. He claimed that he goes to jump up and play in other bands now, and they don't let him. Like, he went to see, a concert. They're like, Michael, you can't do that. He goes, I'm suing you because of my egg shaker hand. Anyway, I'm not doing the bit justice, but okay, there's that.
All right, I'll do it.
So let's
ready for that.
Start the show again?
Yeah.
Do we take a break?
Sure.
Take a break? No, not. We don't have to take a break. Let's take a deep breath. Okay, there's so much going through my head. And thank God Jake
really
Fogelness
nice
said,
to have a hat towel right now.
Shit.
It would be really nice.
You know what? I thought about doing it, but I need to get a hot tea kettle back here in the barn.
Don't forget to use a coaster.
Thank you.
And I told Todd I was having asthma problems, and he's like, let's take a deep breath. Like, oh, that must be nice. Not all of us can. Oh, it hurts.
Oh, come on. You're going to make me feel bad. You're laughing. You're like, ah, oh, ow.
Ow.
So I just want to make sure I do a good show. That's all. Because my mom and dad are listening. They got a prescription. A strip
show. They got a subscription to the show?
Yeah, they got a prescription. A subscription. It's called a scripskin. I listen. So be honest with me.
Yes.
And on your health. Should we do the intro again, or should we go right to one of your intros? After we take a deep breath.
I think we should do the intro again.
I love you. That's the right answer.
I need to wait.
Honestly, and I'm not joking around.
Yeah.
Potato salad. Whose foot is jammed into my crotch?
Woo! Why do you make that noise after you say that, Todd?
First of all, simple. Who thinks it could be so much joy? Woo!
Oh,
woo!
My God. So good.
No, but seriously, whose is? So let's start the show, and then we're going to come out. So we're glad we're here. There's going to be a lot of great things that happen in this room. I can feel it already. I'm very excited. And soon there'll be the only one thing we're adding, little things here and there, but where that big mirror is, will be a window, and then you'll be able to, in this room, get it as dark as I want it and look outside with a big crackling fire because the fire pit's on the other side of that wall.
I can't stop looking at myself now that you pointed out there's a mirror.
You look great.
I was just joking.
No, but you do look good.
Oh, thanks.
You feel good?
No.
You should. Why don't you feel good?
I'm having a health issue with my breathing.
Well, that's different.
But that's why I wanted to look nice.
Would you rather have perfect breathing and be ugly?
No.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Joe, we love you. You're here with us in spirit. He's alive. I just meant like you couldn't have done
it. That's bad luck.
You couldn't have done. No, it isn't. You couldn't have done a better opening to this show. And that's why we're doing it twice. Then I want you to picture it, everybody. We're in the dark room. There's wooden walls. There's the Todd Glass Mr. Show thing, the person that made that for me, Patrick Roddy, who took the Mr. Rogers logo from the show and now it says the Todd Glass Show, who made that. It also made the light box for us, Patrick Roddy.
Patrick Roddy is wonderful. I have in my home a little stained glass piece that he did.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I really do.
Do you ever... I will tell you the truth. I always appreciate it, but then there's other times where I will look at that and go... It's not like when he gave it to me, I wasn't like, shut the fuck up.
Right.
So I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But then even appreciate it more. Go, wow, someone stood in their home.
Yeah.
And made that, and it looks like, what does yours say?
I have a little mouse with a cape from, he's made them for the best show with Tom Sharpling. It's a little reference from their show.
Hey, Patrick, Jen here. I don't have one. I would like a stained glass thing that says JKL, which is the tattoo I have, and it has to do with something I say on my podcast. It stands for Just Keep Living. It's a private joke with me, myself, and I would like one. Thank you.
You know what? I know this guy might do it. So
no, he will.
Everything in the studio, we have a little fake wood-burning stove.
A giant photo of Chris Hardwick, which I think is very
well,
nice.
Well, that's not by our...
Is that not your choice?
Gosh, that's you, not. We're not allowed.
Oh, great. Now the show's over.
Leaving Nerdist.com.
I'm really
somebody,
sorry.
Somebody tweeted that me. They go, it's a funny thing to play. Like, Chris, he is controller of everything.
So in
a minute I go, you know what's good about podcasting? I'll tell you both. I do what I fucking want. I don't fucking listen to nobody's show. No. I listen to some things. I'm not going to... Well, why does it have to be like, I don't understand? I'll do one of those real quick?
Yeah.
So
right after, what would play right after you said this? I could prove that, no, he's still in control. Go ahead.
I mean, honestly, it's a beautiful studio, and this is just in your home, and it's not like this looks more expensive than the At Midnight set. Honestly,
are you?
Yeah.
Oh no, don't say that. Oh no, that's
why. Leaving.
Oh Jesus Christ! They eavesdrop on the show.
He didn't even design that set. It's not his.
Patriot actor.
That was a great one.
Well, I'm supposed to say one.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Oh yeah. Let me think of one.
God damn it.
Hang on. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Look at my eyes.
Oh, hi. Hey, Tom. Todd, you know what I love about the studio is that it's not all like, you know, some comedians are like, I'm not into corporate, but then they like, they're all like
Wait,
corporate.
This,
like,
I think
like,
we might have to erase this.
Like, no. But you know how like Chris Hardwick made you have that other place. It was all corporate, but he was like, no, you can have this little corner and do fun things. But like, this is all yours. Like,
Chris
cannot come in here and just do whatever he wants. No, it's about the decor. I can't talk about the decor.
No.
Chris knows that he's
eavesdrop on the show. They eavesdrop on the
show. But Chris knows that he's more of a corporate decor.
No, the show's over. We're off the air. See the fan? You hear it? They unplugged it. Oh, by the way, the best part about it is...
Get your hands off me! Right, someone's pulling me out of the studio.
Right out.
I have a right to hang out. not in Todd's house.
Who is that? You walk away from the mic and do that.
Fine, I will stop podcasting. Right, no, this
we're
is
trying
Todd's
to do
house.
The show, and then security came in to get you because we're in like a typical studio.
Right,
no, take your headsets
Todd's
off.
House.
Take your headsets off and
I
go
have
like
right
far.
To hang out at Todd's house.
All right, you're gonna have
Todd
to.
Todd is my friend. Todd is my friend, and I'm gonna use his bathroom.
Wow.
And I'm not gonna flush because there's a drought.
Wow. She's really.
She's. You know what she's doing? She's going to play in the toilet. She's going to play in the toilet again.
Hold on, let's see if we can get the bathroom microphone on. Last time we were here, this is a true story. Yeah. Jen Kirkman, two potato salad, played. She just left the room. We have a microphone. This is true. And she was playing in the toilet. It was so embarrassing.
It's like the thing she was like saying. Splashing around. And
oh, it was
so strange.
Turn the mic on, see if you can hear it. Oh my God, look, that's her.
I told Todd I was having trouble breathing, and I am, but then when I get around my own pee-pee and this pretty water, it's like I can breathe again.
Ooh,
I'm
she's literally
put,
splashing.
I'm going to put little blue drops in here because I like when the water bowl has different colors.
She's like narrating for herself.
I'm going to put toilet paper in it and make it look like a sailboat sank.
Where did the sailboat go? It's under the sea.
Like she's having fun, though.
It's under the sea.
It's almost joyful.
I have to dive in and save the sailboat. Hold my nose.
Wait, she's going
under the sea.
I don't think she can't get
turn
in
the mic
there.
Off. Turn the mic off. Yeah. I feel like it's wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
is it wrong?
It might be a little bit
embarrassing
invasive.
For her.
It's embarrassing for her, but it's because it's a private thing. But honestly, it does sound like she's having a lot of fun.
Actually, here she goes.
And I'm a little jealous.
Did you love that bit I did where I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm Todd's friend. I was just standing outside the barn, like counting to 20, waiting to come back in. So.
Jen, we got to be honest with you, and I'm being honest. Yeah. I got to talk about this. It's too much of an elephant in the room.
No.
Do you play in, first of all,
yeah.
You play in the toilet. Is that normal?
When I was little, I guess I did.
No, there's no, but like, there's no judgment here.
Yeah, there's no judgment.
No, I know.
Were you playing in the toilet?
Course,
be
like
honest.
3 years old.
Be mad and call us liars. I like
was I playing in the toilet now?
Yes.
No.
You swear.
I don't have to swear. Friends don't make friends swear.
Well, we have a recording of it. Can we play it?
Oh,
tell us what this is.
No,
tell me how we're
Fuck
misunderstanding
you.
This.
You know what? Guess
I'm
going to
play it.
It might be a misunderstanding. Yeah.
No, let me play it. Then why won't you let me play it?
Because you have six guys here, and their whole job is to make audio recordings of noises that didn't happen.
Do you honestly think
that Todd
That's absurd.
is going to create some sort of audio forgery? He doesn't have to be set up.
You're being ridiculous. That's so silly. These guys can forge your voice. You play this. You tell me. I'm going to play it.
Fine.
You tell me, anybody here, if it doesn't sound exactly like Jen Kirkman.
All right, go. Do it.
This is her playing in the
woods. All right. Oh, the sailboat. The sailboat.
Okay, pause it. That's you. I don't like this bit. I'm tired of this
okay,
bit.
Okay, but it's not me. don't just get out of the bit and then make it seem like, okay, but it really was
okay.
her.
All right, if we're going to get out of the bit, in all fairness.
Yeah, we're out of the bit, but that
wasn't
fucking
you. It's not
me.
You. That was obviously not you. Does it sound like you? Yes, of course. That's why I was fooled.
A lot of girls want to sound like me.
A lot of girls want to sound like you. It's like guys wanted to sound like Mitch Hedberg.
Yes.
Girls want to sound like
you. And you bring these young tramps home to
your place. My manager is cool. He gets concerned. He says, Mitch, don't use liquor as a crutch. I can't use liquor as a crutch because a crutch helps me walk.
Okay. That wasn't his best joke.
It might have been the delivery. I have to say, it might have been the delivery.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
By the way, you know why I love that, saying that? Because who would laugh? No bullshit. If there's somewhere listening, who would laugh at that more than anybody? Mitch.
Mitch, yeah.
Right.
I never met him. Oh, don't yell at me.
Give me a chance. No, what do you mean you didn't meet him? What are you, stupid? No, did you know?
I only met him.
By the way, I only really met him about six...
The truth comes out. Oh, Mitch, my best friend. Hang on, we have to do a little tribute to Mitch in the middle of this.
He's my best friend.
Why aren't you guys laughing?
I was a big influence on him.
Yeah. I was a big influence on
Who's
him.
Who's your best friend in comedy, if you had to name one? Is it hard to say?
Is stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
Probably my friends Chris and Sarah.
Okay. Right, that's not going to help anything.
Chris Frangela, Sarah Colonna.
And they're your best friends in comedy?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. How long have you known them?
5 years.
5 years? That's okay. By the way, nothing like new friends.
Oh, by the way, Okay, yeah.
By the way, what? Don't by the way.
Well,
my,
I have
way.
Old. Some of the people I started with are still my closest friends.
Oh, you're kissing me? Well, if you're talking and your lips are moving and I'm kissing, we're kissing.
By any definition, sure.
That's what kissing is talking. Yeah.
You're over there, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So if I go, it looks like, oh, well, I guess I'm
now
kissing.
Now we're kissing. We have a relationship.
I feel like I'm not doing a professional show. I want to start big. I'm so excited to play your jingles.
Maybe you would have a professional show
if you didn't do
that weird thing where you thought I was in the bathroom. Like, I was trying to do a bit.
That was a misunderstanding.
About how I left the room. Anyway.
Here we go. It's the Todd Glass Show, Joe. Thank you for this.
There's a barn, what a barn. Only funny people go there, and they do a little show there. It was voted number one there. Oh, there's music.
He's playing the guitar in the opening. It sounds so cool.
New.
I think we could make a cool little video.
Intro.
I really do.
In his new barn.
I think if we do this and everybody tries to get some cool stuff, we can pull it off and get a really cool video. Did you put your GoPro up, JJ?
Get your shit in.
I don't know if mine will come out.
I got mine up.
Do you think that yours comes out well? Yes. Let me see what it looks like.
I got it. Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Already.
Are we ready?
Oh, the hearts were going.
Oh, yeah.
Are we recording this?
Yes.
Oh, we are? Okay. What was I talking about? I want to make sure I didn't say anything bad about the Jewish people.
Todd, I'm actually a Jewish person.
Oh, we have a song for you.
Okay.
We really do. And it has everything to do with what you just said. I'm being honest.
Is that because of what I texted?
Yes, exactly. Exactly, of course. If you knew the jingles that I had up my sleeve, you'd be shitting all over yourself. Okay, so I really think. Now, listen. We're going to leave this in, but you have your camera. You have your camera. People have never seen this. Let's try to give people a feel. When JJ comes through the curtain, can you black this light out?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Okay, I think get some of Keith. Here we go. All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
And then can I get more hot water before we start?
Yes. And you know what we'll do? When that's over, we're going to appreciate it. Take a break. Come back and clean we just. Okay.
Do it over here.
Oh, it doesn't work over here.
All right, go ahead. There's a barn, what a barn. Only funny people go there, and they do a little show there. It was voted number one there. Oh, there's music. Silly dancing and a lot of podcast
get Keith
with the bells and whistles, the bubbles, lights and smoke.
Shut up,
Todd Glass do the intro. Everybody's ready for the show. They want to hear their favorite guests do the bits they love. Then they hear a rumble on the drums. When that happy moment finally comes, all the joy the show will bring. For miles around you will hear them sing. It's the Todd Glass Show. Show.
just like we're in this room. It was,
yeah, baby. Wow.
Now let me ask you a question before we introduce you guys, and I want to get this out of the way. Now, other shows, what? I'm confused. That's all. The producer sits at the same table.
No.
Other podcasts, though, I see them like they just sit at the table. On the radio, they're in another room.
They're in another room. Yeah.
Well, like Aristotle, you're in. He's behind a piece of plastic. He doesn't just sit there. He's there's plexiglass.
Definitely in another room.
And that's right.
Yeah, and he sits behind the.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Well, sure, because he's behind. This is a real show. He sits behind a piece of plastic.
Yes.
You have to, because it sounds like I'm laughing for no reason.
So what I did was.
I sound like a mental patient right now.
I went and got a piece of plexiglass and
Well, first you said, before we started recording, you're like, Jake, get your camera out. I think you're going to like this.
I did say that. But I said that off the air.
Yeah.
I said, get your camera out. So we've had this running joke with, of course, Aristotle sits behind a plexiglass, like at a real studio. So we went and got a piece of plexiglass. We had a black trim put around it. It's about 3 feet by 2 feet or whatever, and it says Producer Aristotle. And there's a little slit in the table, so he pulls it up from the side. Yeah. Slides it in front of him, like all of a sudden he's behind a glass.
In another
I'm like
room.
More impressed with that than if you had built a booth.
Of actual booth.
Like,
yeah.
Like
actual
there's
booth.
Something yeah. so like, wow, they thought of that and it looks
so
cool
nice
and it's funny.
And it also it creates a like a little bit of distance so that Aristotle can do his job properly.
Well, I wasn't going to leave it up.
No. But
like, oh, really?
I think you should.
I think we should.
Yeah. No, Aristotle, I don't want you to see you through. What, are you working at a bank?
I think that's like a funny piece of comedy.
I think it's a
they
nice
call that
bit
in
of business.
In the business.
You got to leave that.
Sight gag.
Wow.
Which is great for podcasts.
Oh, yeah, right. I keep forgetting. I'm used to being on camera.
Wow.
Jake, okay, one time is good, but how about two times? Come on, everybody sing along this time. Here we go! Oh yeah, we're going one more time.
No,
I can't believe it. That's so much juice.
Get ready, let's do it.
Shut up. Thank you.
What if that, for some reason, became like a big hit song?
Can I ask you a question? What if it became your ringtone? Would that be too much at the Starbucks?
And
but what if
the dancing that was going on?
Oh yeah.
Hey, yeah. By the way, people forget. Oh, let me turn off my thing from over here.
Oh my God!
The disco ball
and the lights. I have to. By the way, they're all. Some of them are hanging upside down. So typically when you have a dimmer switch, the lower you go, the lower the light goes.
Sure, yeah.
One of them's upside down.
So you have to raise it
up to
bring
it down. So I have
to
raise it, and I keep forgetting.
Right.
And then the bubble machine,
right.
I have to write it, because every time I go to put on the disco ball, now I put on the bubble machine. I've got real problems, and I should go talk to kids that are sick
yeah,
and
you
tell
really
them my
should.
Problems,
you should.
And they'd feel better about themselves.
You go to schools, at-risk youth.
I go
to at-risk youth.
Let me tell you what I'm going through. My bubble machine... is on the same switch as the smoke machine, and I'm getting all confused.
Yeah.
So you don't, what's your problem?
And my friend Jen put her sunglasses on the table and didn't go with everything.
You never forgot about that, did you?
No, I like it.
Let me ask you a question.
Do you know what I always say to people when they go first world problems? I go, do you think that people in the third world are sitting there wishing we would be where they are? They want to be here with us in the first world.
They would be. They want to use the first world problems yeah. hashtag.
They don't want to be like, oh, you know what would be good if everyone in the first world was in a ditch?
You're right.
Sorry. I sound really stupid.
No, I'm giving an homage to that, what you just said.
Is this my song? Yeah. Is this my intro?
I love what you did.
March 20th at the Classic in New Zealand. March 22nd at the Sydney Comedy Store. April 15th at the Bell House in Brooklyn. And April 16th in Washington, D.C.
That's right, we got our dates
wow.
in there.
Jim Kirkman's made for touring. That's just what she'll do.
And I have boots.
One of these days, Jen Kirkman's coming to a town near you.
Wow, you do have boots. Will you go up and dance? Is that wrong to ask? In all fairness.
It's not going to be good.
Who cares? Just get into it. Dance like in the, you know,
April 22nd at the North Door in Austin.
Wow, she's doing it.
April 23rd in Chicago, Illinois. April 24th at the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis. April 29th at the Neptune Theater, Seattle.
Jen is playing the
Jim
drum.
Jim Kirkman's made for touring. And that's just what she'll do. One of these days, Jen Kirkman's gonna come to a town near you. That's the show that I'll be going to.
Dancing all over the room. You got a picture. JJ is playing the trumpet. Jen is all over the room, like with her boots walking.
So buy your book and have Jen sign it there. Cause Jen Kirkman's made for touring.
Yeah.
And that's just what she'll do. And one of these days, Jen Kirkman's coming to a town near you.
Wow.
And you don't need to tweet at her to ask her when she's coming to your town. Chances are she was already there, and she'll come back in the future. It's all on her website. Use the internet, people. Take it away, J.J. Kirkpatrick on the trumpet! Woo!
Remember to tell people you can bring that back.
That was so thoughtful and well done.
Joe, that was so great. Why can't you ever do one like that for me?
Can I have that for my podcast?
With me, it's like, oh, I can't rhyme it. Well, you rhymed every one of her goddamn dates.
Hey, can I have that for my podcast? I'm taking
it.
Jen strategically books her tour with towns that so that
oh, that they rhyme?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I will say one
thing.
That's only some of my touring. That's just, you know, what's on sale now. I don't know if people go, oh, shouldn't go to 10 places.
I want to remember to tell people up front that you guys, so JJ was jamming over there. Now with the lights, I can, like, turn the whole room dark and then turn the spotlight on JJ. And then Jen was dancing all over the place. It looked fun. I was just sitting here loving it.
It was. I forgot.
Why didn't I get off
up
my fat ass? Well, me and Jake sat here. We go, well, someone's got to enjoy it. Well, that's not going to help anything. Well, actually, it might have helped, actually, in all fairness. Just to let you know, I'm not picking on you. I think it needed it. I do.
That was a beautiful song.
By the way, that was. Wow.
And I was wearing boots. How did he know I was going to be wearing boots just like Nancy Sinatra?
I know how he knows. You want to push it? You and your boot fetish.
Do you know that one time when you were on your show years ago, I never told you this on the air.
Is it good about me?
Yeah, I got out of the shower and I didn't have clothes on, whatever. And I'm in my closet.
Don't make jokes.
My closet's not a walk-in, but it's not a walk-in.
It's
so I'm walking around in it.
Whoa.
No,
I have a not
sort of a walk-in closet.
Excuse me.
Oh,
I must not have a water closet, but I have a one that's on its way.
I have a trampoline in there. I go up and jump up and down in my jump in.
The president's here in her big, almost walk-in closet. Jen Kirkman, ladies and gentlemen, and her almost walking closet.
Hello, everybody. Don't look
at me. Back to your story.
Please don't look at me.
Back to your story.
I was bending down to get something, and then you were like, and Jen Kirkman's on her knees naked praying for a man or something, and I was like, oh, my God. I was literally on my knees naked in my room when that happened.
Can I tell you what I said? Yeah. I said, and I quote, I said, I didn't want to make it vile. Like I would go, look, Jen could be in her closet. You know, and she could be naked. Like, tell her to do some things. Maybe she'll do it. She'll be like, Todd, but you have to be soft and gentle and has to come from...
I mean, I couldn't believe I was doing what you were saying.
Take a shoe. No, and just... And then I went, is this wrong? And then I got nervous because I didn't hear from you for a while. I thought, you could cross the line. You could cross the line.
Or maybe I don't listen to every episode come out.
Well, listen. That's why I'm having you here. This is an intervention.
I think I heard it like 2 weeks later, yeah. And then
I was getting very silly. But
I loved it.
Good,
but can you imagine a better outcome?
Did you do it?
No, but can you imagine a better outcome than someone is already naked in their closet, and then you're listening to a podcast, hoping to just escape, and then I get shouted out a lot in podcasts. I'm used to it.
You should. I say, if Jen Kirkman's going to be in a city near you, I think you deserve this compliment every time you come on. How do you know someone listened to the last show I did? What am I, a dick?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I don't repeat myself. It's the way I sell my repeating myself as a good quality.
Mm-hmm.
What am I, one of these people going, everybody listens to every show, so if I've said it ever, I never have to say it again? No, some people don't listen to every show, so I'll say it again.
You bet it.
If you're doing stand-up comedy in someone's town, go fucking see her. Why curse? Why not just say, because it needs the, yeah, go fuck.
Emphasis.
You're going to go, should I do that or should I do that? Go see Jen Kirkman.
I always make it
special.
You
won't be disappointed.
No.
And by the way, the same goes for me.
I've been disappointed. I saw your new show, and it's fantastic.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
At the Hollywood Bowl. Yeah. Oh, that little old thing.
At the Hollywood Bowl. My big night at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, I forgot.
With the
about
orchestra.
It.
It's a small show you did.
Listen, here's what do you want? What bit do you want to do?
Can I say I went to a wedding that had the Hava Nagila, and it brought like tears of joy to me?
Because it's such a fun song.
It was fun. A couple of celebrities were there. Whatever.
Who's the biggest celebrity you ever drove in the car with?
And did they use coasters?
And did they use coasters?
That has to do.
That's our producer. He's behind a booth.
Drove in a car with?
Mm-hmm. Maybe this is not a fair question.
Ben Stiller, I guess, with the night he hosted Saturday Night.
No, we can't do it then. Then it's not funny.
I know.
We asked her, then we baited it. If we go,
yeah, no. I mean, he didn't want me to be there, but
why? What happened?
How'd
you end up in his car against his will?
I was with his sister, and I think he was just like enough with this girl. But I don't think that I've ever been. I don't know.
Well, I feel funny now.
I have a similar story. I ended up in, after SNL, I ended up in a Reese Witherspoon's car.
What?
And I know, and I think she was also like, what is this guy doing
Thank
here?
God that wasn't one of her drunk driving nights, or was it? Was it that night?
Was she driving, or she have a car?
No, she wasn't driving. She
had a car.
She had a car. Like, well, Ben Stiller wasn't driving the car you were in, right?
No. Yeah, yeah. It was a driver.
Can I tell you something, if you don't judge me? You mentioned car,
yeah.
the Suburban. I saved a lot of money since I've been doing comedy, and
since
I just
you switched to Geico. Or?
Since to Geico. hold on. Did you hear that?
Wait.
Didn't I just hear a slide whistle?
Yeah, I definitely.
I did. Right. Yeah, thank you. And I don't even have my headphones. Oh, yeah. Jake, what's your name? I didn't have my headphones on. There definitely was a slide whistle. What were we just talking about?
You've saved a lot of money
you've
since
saved a lot
you started
of money.
Doing comedy.
Oh, I saved a lot
car.
Of money. What am I, Geico? Edit that and make it look like I said it. I don't know how that's going to help anything. Hold on. I want to do a professional show. The other shows are very angry. No, they are. They're angry because they go, Nally does a show in a barn. Mark Maron calls me. He's so mad.
Really?
He goes, is that your garage, technically? He goes, I guess you're going to do a show out of your garage. I go, it's a barn, Mark. Relax. I said, you know what I said? Because I was feeling...
He can't relax.
I was on heroin.
Oh, you were?
You were on heroin?
I do. I said, take a chill pill, motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was really out
Did
there.
You get a call from Chris Hardwick at all? At any point, was he like, what are you doing your show in a barn? I do mine like sometimes in a comic book store.
I have a message from Chris Hardwick.
You do? Oh.
And you can hear his girlfriend or wife yelling in the background. Why do you have a show in a barn? Can I play it?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that she is... Oh, she's the one running the whole podcast the whole show. When
you,
she is
you, by the way, I feel wrong. Maybe we'll edit this out later.
You know, edit it out later if it's too, like, Hollywood.
But you hear, obviously, it's Chris Hardwick. He's leaving a message, yelling at me about I should, whatever he's yelling at me about. I mean, but that's not the message.
Uh-huh.
It's her in the background. What's her name? Abigail?
Yeah, sure. Abigail.
Abigail.
Play it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Here it is. This is Chris.
Todd? It's Chris Hardwick, and sorry to call you so late, but I heard you doing the show in a barn.
Oh, there she is! There she is! Listen, hold on listen, a second.
Honey, I'm on the. I'm leaving a message for
Todd. You have my bum cream.
What? Yeah, it's right next to my bum cream.
It's not. And my bum is very itchy.
Todd, hold on one second. I'm pissed at I am, honey.
Because I don't want you hanging out with him because he gets a lot of pussy and we're about to be married.
I understand that. I have my issues with Todd. He's doing a show out of a barn and I find it threatening.
That is disgusting.
I find it threatening.
I said only deal with people who have
Hold
phones.
On. Pause it. Is this wrong to play this?
I mean it's a little intrusive, but like
Chris,
like
why
there's
are you playing around
No,
with
no, pause it. Pause it.
Chris,
pause it. Pause it, Jay.
Hold on, because what we're doing.
Pause it, Jay. By the way,
they're doing the bit right now, and so we have to pause our conversation because they're doing the bit on the show.
Why are there so many people? Ever since it was in a barn, it got crazy.
I know. I think they've lost the track. I think they've definitely lost the track. I don't know. And that's it. I'm gonna have to cancel the show. Todd, I'm gonna have to cancel the show.
Am I there? Or are you leaving a message?
Hold on a second.
I don't know.
I think what it is we're,
it's a lot
we're
of direction.
In the bit. We're in the bit right now. Like we're in the bit.
We're in the bit.
We're in the bit. They're also in the bit on the phone. Okay, so there's two different bits.
It's going right actually.
It's everything is fine. Everything's fine.
Hello, Todd.
Hey.
Well, no, it's not even an answering machine. It's a voicemail, so it's gonna.
Yeah, I don't think I'm talking. I think you're just leaving
a
message.
Hold on a second, Todd. I gotta talk to Todd out of the bit.
I gotta talk to Todd out of the bit. This is Todd out of the bit.
What I'm gonna do is.
Are you doing double bits
again? Yeah. Hold on.
Let
Todd,
me talk to you seriously.
Hold on. I'm gonna put you on the phone with my soon-to-be wife Abigail.
Oh no. Oh Jesus. Hello.
Don't do double bits before bedtime because he gets all
hyper and
excited.
Hey Abigail.
And what's remarkable is
Abigail.
What are your numbers? I've been concerned with your numbers. I asked Chris. He said
you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it.
I do want to worry about it because that's how I make my money.
It's not your business.
Chris
had a fine empire before you came in.
Then he doesn't have any money left because of me.
Your bum cream's in the toilet. Were you playing in the toilet again?
I have to go.
She's playing in the toilet.
I was not playing in it. I was washing my hands because the maid forgot to do the hot towel thing.
Anyway, Todd, congrats on the new barn, and let's get lunch soon. If you can remember to bring hot towels. Thanks, bye.
So, is that wrong to play?
I mean, it was a long message.
It's very
Jen
intimate.
Kirkman's back. Jen Kirkman's back.
Listening doesn't get that. That's the theme song to my podcast done by Jingle Joe.
Let's
and they
pick.
Should listen to it.
Do you want to pick something to relax to? By the way, can I tell you something?
That just relaxed me.
I'm going to be honest.
That message.
I feel sometimes I'm being to George Carlin that I throw someone a shitty bit, and then I feel bad. Like when I feel I threw someone bad comedy, and I feel like I might have.
Are you kidding?
Well,
why did you hate our bit?
We had a lot of fun.
When you tied it up with the. We're putting it in the toilet. That was professional.
I thought it took a lot of work, and it, you got it funny. But
that's
I thought maybe
I
that's exhausting. For
I'm
them.
A professional
well,
comedy
writer.
Well, that's what I wanted
a lot
to hear.
Of, I have a lot.
That's
of credits.
What I wanted to hear. I just wanted to make sure I was my opportunity to find out if you were going to be. Well, Todd, you can't just throw anything you want at us.
You can do whatever you want.
Thank you.
If, like put those. Whose line is it anyway? Fools to shame.
Oh, listen, guess
Todd.
What?
Good.
I'm not
good thing trying to pretend that was a bit and not Chris's phone.
Actual phone message. Yeah.
Oh my God, you just saved it.
Do you want to? Do you want to do? I don't. I'm feeling in between every bit. Like every bit I go to read, we could do the bit that where the guy, the DJ, and he talks into the song, but the words come and he's really bad at it.
I'm really good at that, though.
Oh,
I'm
what is it called?
Hitting the post.
Can you hit the post?
Oh, I can hit the post.
All right, well, let's see.
I have that skill.
Try to. Can you think? To George Carlin?
To George Carlin, I have that skill.
So that's what you do. It means when you talk until... Some people go, yeah, no shit, Todd. We know what it means. No, you don't.
Some people don't.
They know. They know how to say it like I used to say it. You know when they talk until the words come on? They hit their post.
It's called hitting the post.
I learned that because someone emailed it to me.
Isn't it called also a talk up? Or is
that
something?
It's also called a talk up, yes.
Wow.
I only know that from...
I guess this is like a real show.
From a...
Well, we're talking about stuff. No, it's like those other shows. We're just talking. There's no jingles. There's no.
Can you do it to any song that's thrown at you? Or do you have...
Let's hear it. Play
the... I think so. I mean, ideally, I would know the song before.
All right, let's just do it.
All right, I'll try it.
Here we go.
All right.
Can it come louder?
It's a Todd Glass show. You gotta start it again. I gotta get it right from the beginning. All right.
Something. Our volume's a little weird, but
by
we'll
the way,
get it right.
That's a fucking great song.
Mm-hmm.
This song?
Katy Perry.
Todd Glass Show. Jake Fogelest here with Jen Kirkman. We're having a great time. We're gonna be giving away tickets to the Toilet Show. Stay tuned after this. I used to
bite my tongue.
Wow.
That's a genuine wow. Bob, that Jake.
I can do that.
I listen to this song all the time.
Can I try
hiking,
it?
Yeah. But I didn't even know when it started.
That's a hard one because it's got kind of a false start.
But you knew when it was going to start.
Can I try?
Yeah, I got a sense.
Can I try?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay. Testing one, two. 8:45, quarter to nine. We got Jen Kirkman in here with Jake Fogelness. What are you looking at? No, we'll be back right after this. We hope you enjoy this song. It worked technically.
No, because I thought you got it perfectly, but then there was the sad trumpet sound effect, and I think that's unfair.
Try it again. Yeah. Let me try it one more time. I don't like this song necessarily.
What?
No, I mean, I like it. I like the song. I don't like it for this bit. I like something that comes in. I think oldies
work better.
You got
to do with oldies, for sure.
So I'm right.
Yeah. I back you up.
Huh, funny.
Even though he just did it perfectly.
Funny how life
turns out.
Yeah, Todd,
it only works with oldies.
I mean, you can, yeah. But I think for the spirit
It, I don't mean, he obviously did it brilliantly with that. What I mean is, in the spirit of what he's saying, guys don't hit the mark. That's an old thing. Like,
yeah, they
still
it's
do
like
it.
It's classic rock.
But it's not, it used to be even... Now they'll do it.
That's not a high. You want it ideally like Cousin Brucey with you. High energy, kind of old timey.
And then all of it comes in, ba ba ba.
Yeah.
So the opposite of this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Let's see. Google something.
You Google. Like a big bopper song.
Yeah.
Even like a classic rock, like a Led Zeppelin.
Or like a Chuck Berry. What might be?
Yeah. How about a? Yeah. Let's find something. We're good.
How about Chuck Berry?
Sweet Little 16. Now, does he usually start right away?
Chuck Berry. I bet he might have.
I have a new opening to the show.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's that?
What's that?
What if you tried to do a talk up to Elvis live in Vegas? He's already talking anyway. making no sense.
I'll tell you, I love this one. We're just talking during the show. It's really good. You really get to know the way.
We're coming at you tonight. Hide your daughters. He's coming.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the best. You try it.
You ready? Here we go.
I knew it was coming, but I fucked it up.
It's all right. You'll do it again. It's going to be fun. We're going to do it more than once.
Oldies 97. It is Jake Fogelmass. Watch out. Chuck Berry's got cameras in his toilets.
You know you're the mastermind.
Let me try it.
Run.
Why, Jake, what is it? Why can't I get it loud enough in my ears? Can we turn it up? Even if it sounds shitty, I'll take the blame. Let me hear it. Go ahead. Let me hear it again. Oh, thank you. Oh, now I can live. Oh, sorry. We'll be right back.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
I forgot.
I was like, oh my God, he's going to start when he
count.
Starts talking.
That
he's waiting.
Count. No. That doesn't count.
I could see you waiting, but you were doing it backwards.
You were doing a level check. you were focused on the levels.
I could see you waiting for the lyrics to start and then realized, oh, I don't talk then. I should have been. Oh.
Exactly. Let me try it. Okay, here we go. 8:45. I'll tell you what, we're going to be out there tomorrow. Dell Chevrolet raising a lot of money for a good cause. And then you can laugh. Fuck! I don't want to do it. I don't even want to do it. It's not that I can't do it. I don't want to do it.
You know
what? I totally get it. Yeah.
You want to try it?
You can do it the best of anyone, but you just don't feel like it.
Let me hear you do it. Mm-hmm. No. What am I, aggressive? Let's start it over in a nice tone. Would you like to try?
I'd love to.
Fuck it up.
W-E-O-O. oh, oh, oh. We are here in the sun. Buckle up, baby.
Not of all the reindeer.
Was my favorite radio station. You ever used to listen to Wheo? Wheo was such a good station. They just played all. Oh, you'd go to the beach with your family.
You
turn
know my
on
favorite
Wheo.
Part during that bit when you said W-O-O-O-O, I looked at Jake and I went like this. Obviously, I'd known you were looking right at me. I went. Like, we have to, like, believe that it's hard to do. It's hard to do. It's hard to... Oh, my God, did you hear that? I've got voice problems. What I'd like to do... Oh, there's so much to do. Oh, that was a bit, technically, so that was one thing we did. Cross that off the list.
I'm still freaking out that you're going to play that very private message that Chris left. But he's fine. He's, like, into, like, reality.
I don't want to do it. I can make the show go anywhere I want. You know what? We lost the signal.
That's so terrible. I feel bad for the listeners at home. They're sitting there, in silence while they're podcasting.
Do you know what I thought? The world to sing. You know how I honestly thought that Chris Bitt was going to end
I thought he was going to cut us off.
I like to teach.
He fucked up.
The world to sing in perfect harmony.
Do you have another candle ready to go in case that does something?
You want to sing along?
Yeah,
sure.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with a lawn.
I don't know the lyrics.
Grow apple Come trees along. And honeybees.
You said you're a good whistler.
I was joking.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
This is a great song.
Perfect harmony.
Is this the Coke ad?
Yeah. Makes me want to drink Coke.
Yep. Makes me want to do coke.
Yeah. You do coke? You do coke? You do coke? Here's the good times. Picture, look at us.
It's the real thing.
Everyone bottling coke is working in a sweatshop. They don't pay taxes.
Let's edit that out. No. Now listen, I love that song, and I have my new intro. Can you play the big one?
Yeah, well, yeah, what do you think of this? Intro?
If I'm on the road, here we go. Wouldn't you like to come out to this, JJ? Can you do anything with this? You give it a shot. You're doing a great job, JJ.
I want an on the road song.
It sounded disingenuous, but you know I mean it. You're doing a great job, JJ. Most people say that. It's like a guy. Okay, you ready?
Good over there.
So I'm going to really crank this in the house really loud. This is genuinely what I think. I don't know. I'm always searching for something to come out to. The music. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass.
Woo!
I love it.
As an audience member, I'm delighted. Been into comedy before, but I saw Todd Glass and I liked him.
Oh, shut up.
I thought he was very good. I hated these comedians. They would go on TV, they'd think they're so smart, and I didn't like them until I saw Todd Glass, and now he's my favorite comedian.
doing Royce and Marilyn. I saw.
I'm going to make an edit here. I'm going to make a quick edit because I think it'll be a funny little bit. I'm going to say you have a violin. You're going to play, but it's so bad. Every time we hit the note, we try to listen nicely, but then we'll go like, ugh. Like, it's obvious that we can't hide that we're hearing is missing his notes. Should we just leave all that in?
Yeah.
By the way, the intro is great.
Did you like that?
It's wonderful.
And then you can just be fun with the audience when you're coming in.
Coming through the crowd with that music?
It's like people, if they don't know you, they're like, oh, I should pay attention.
You know what? It's
yes, like, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass. I come through the crowd.
Classy stuff.
Spotlight on me.
Show business.
I'm not fucking around.
Yeah. It's classy.
You know, you could have this, or some of that electronic EDM garbage at some club promoter plays.
I deserve this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome comedy's national treasure, Todd Glass.
Okay. All right.
We got it.
No, I didn't.
We got it. Yeah, okay.
Jenga. Yeah.
I thought that would be
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, we understand.
Yeah, no, got it.
Yeah. By the way, you know what I think just now? Is this music? What does it sound like out there? Well, that makes me feel better. Now you have the violin over here.
Yeah,
you
I brought it with me. I just thought.
Are you good?
Oh. Yeah, very. I've been playing. I've been playing since I was actually like 5-6 years old, and I just sort of like took to the instrument.
I've known you for years. I didn't know you played.
It's just something that I've always sort of done it in private, and I took private lessons and stuff. And
oh, because you were telling me that you used to think you shouldn't play in front of people.
I know. I was shy, but part of my whole deal is you got to kind of face your fears and not be afraid to put yourself
you're
out there.
Enjoy
so.
It. You're gonna do a little
Have
song.
You been
I love
that
it.
Long? I'm sure
I've been
you're
playing.
Great.
I'm playing a really, really long time, yeah. And I'd love to. I mean, if it's okay. I mean, if you just don't mind.
Sure.
All right. Let me just. I'm gonna play.
Wow, look at you. Oh, nice. Oh.
I'm
gonna
take my headphones off.
That's nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Thank you, guys. That's Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones.
Can you play it again? Because
sure.
I didn't hear that.
Sure. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me hear it.
Oh. Hurts a little bit.
That's how bad you are. You can turn it off. That's how bad you are that was Honky Tonk Woman.
Yeah.
You go, that was... That was Happy by Pharrell.
Pharrell. Yeah.
That's Happy. Hey, you'll want to hear play Happy by Pharrell.
I mean, I could.
Oh, Happy. I hear it.
Clap along if you feel.
Play, do you know oldies classics?
Yeah, everything.
Give me Sinatra My Way.
Sure.
Well, let's see. Regrets. I've had a few. But then again,
you know what? This would be good. Maybe the band can kind of help me out with this one.
Oh, you think that's the problem?
Yeah.
This guy's going on the road. He goes, I need a trumpet player.
Yeah.
And what does he do? He plays that same song.
He grew up wealthy.
Here's the deal. You go on the road. You hire these guys to take that because that's all you can play. And now is going to be a live session. By the way, I love this bit. I hope if I put too much pressure on you, you to just at any time bail.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all you know how to play.
Yeah.
But you're I don't know, somebody you know owns an orchestra, you're in it, and I don't know, there's something reason you get to do this. And that's the only song you know, but every night they go, ladies and gentlemen, you know how sometimes they'll let a band member shine, but that's the only song you know.
It's my solo.
So
yeah,
hire this guy on the guitar and then JJ on the trumpet to take that and produce it into something that sounds good.
Right.
But that they have to only play along to what you know.
Right.
You're not changing. That's how you play.
Right.
So this is the session, and I really do George Carlin and want to see what you could do if you worked with these guys for like you're not a talented person, but you know what you're looking for.
Right.
Like you go, you gotta. Okay, here we go.
Guys, it's amazing. I mean, you can feel the energy in the air here at Electric Ladyland Studios, and you know this is where Hendrix recorded.
Why don't we play? I'm in the booth.
Yeah.
Why don't we play?
I can,
your
I can
track.
See. Yeah. I got eyes, buddy. Right, you know
you're a bully in the band.
Yeah.
Because you know I can't break. Well, I am breaking character. You go. Yeah, I see it. All right.
Why don't we play your track and let them hear your track? To
okay,
see
great.
Be a company.
So what I'm looking for here is I really want some sort of you guys know Electric Light Orchestra, Jeff Lynne, just like layered sort of wall of sound, but a modern wall of sound. So all right, so I'm gonna play my track and then see if you guys can keep up.
And then you're gonna end up doing it live. That's the way I see the bit.
No! Don't play! No! Cut my track! No! I want you to hear me play it. This I recorded this at another studio. I was at Sunset Sound in Los Angeles. I flew here to play this track for you. Okay, you're gonna listen to it. Get the vibe of what I'm going for. Okay,
I love it.
I get the vibe of what I'm going for. Then we'll do the session, all right?
Oh my God, he takes good comedy direction.
Good, all right.
Okay, so
can you see me in the booth?
Yeah, I see you there.
Okay, good. Why don't you hit the track?
All right.
God damn it!
Shut up.
What's the
what's my name in the bit?
Yeah.
It's Johnny Colorado.
Johnny Colorado. Johnny, what's the problem? Is he not supposed to come in on that trumpet?
I thought I couldn't have been clearer. With
what are you
with,
looking to do over here?
What I'm looking to do,
track.
I just want to listen to this track.
Guys,
I went to Sunset
listen to
Sound,
this track. Is
okay?
It not to play along
you don't have to play along to it yet. I just want you to soak it up. Get the vibe. Then I am going to play live. We're going to do it all together. Can you set up a couple of fucking microphones in here,
done.
Too?
Done.
All right, good.
God, you fuck.
Hey,
and let me tell you something.
You
I don't have to listen to your shit.
I'm Johnny Colorado,
yeah,
motherfucker.
I know, but in this bit, I can be the bigger one, letting you use my studio. It can be like, you're done in this town. I'm the only one who'll let you burn a record, you prick. You come in here with your one song, you know?
Yeah.
These guys
I know
not...
lots of different songs. Here, watch. I'm going to play live right now. You name a song, I'm going to play it.
Country Road.
Country Road by Mr. John Denver,
yeah,
right?
Go ahead, play.
Here we go. Perfectly. Watch this.
It does sound like it a little.
Yeah.
I try to be nice after all that. No, it does a little. But, okay, so here, listen to it. Now, let's
so,
see what
on,
you
I think
can...
Someone's at the door.
Oh, who's... Hello?
Hello, I'm a big record executive.
Oh, my
looking...
God, wait, this is exactly what people hope happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if you're... It's almost like if you were doing a comedy bit.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
this is like
it's,
a parody of itself. People
yeah,
hope when they
like,
hear they're playing
oh my,
this
and
stuff.
And somebody would come in and say, oh, my God, pardon me, I'm a big record executive.
Can I tell you something? She even has a sassiness in her voice like
yeah.
you see in the movies.
Yeah. This is a big moment.
My name is Maybelline Trussell, and I will tell you something. I was just the secretary to Mr. John D. John, who runs one of the biggest record companies.
Can I just
in
say
town.
It's a lot like it's like, you ever see the movie Tootsie?
Yeah.
It's a lot like Tootsie.
Well, I said to him, I have an ear for talent, and if you want to keep me typing up your notes all day long, and he said, fine, you go out and find something, and I think I just found it. Now, we are looking for a country hit that personifies being out in the country, driving down the road, and you said that this song was called Country
it's
Road?
It's Country Road.
Oh, I think it's a hit.
It's an original song that
and these
I
guys
wrote.
Play along
yeah,
with
these,
you?
Yeah.
By the way, can I make the bit that you
like
never
to...
had a chance to rehearse, so they just have
yeah.
to come in now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would love to hear that again. I would love to make an album, and I'd love to get you on a... I also book world tours.
Do you want
to
wow. hear it?
Well, I don't need to hear it again, but if you want to play it
no,
for fun.
No, say yeah for the bit, because I
well,
don't want
no,
to
yeah, yeah.
I don't care. I won't play it if you don't want
to
hear
no,
it.
No, I'd love to
I
hear
mean,
it again for fun, but of course I already know.
Can you do me a favor?
Album.
I hate to be a jerk in
yeah.
a bit. Can you really beg me? It'll make me feel better.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Really beg me.
But
for
I
the
really,
bit.
But I'd love to hear that.
Nah,
one
sorry,
more time.
I don't have
no,
time.
I
said
hey,
no.
This is a. Can I just say this is a big moment for me?
I don't want to play it.
Come on, play the.
No.
And then these guys will come in, and it'll be, and it's a big opportunity.
I don't want to play it.
What? I will give you 10%.
No, I don't
want
to play it.
I think you do want to play it.
All right.
I think you do want to play it.
I'm going to play it one time.
I think you're afraid.
Play it. Who am I in this bit?
You're the recording engineer.
Really? Why did I get so angry?
Glenn Franklin.
Wow, I don't like this.
I know why you're angry.
Why did I get so angry?
Because I remind you of your dead wife.
Oh, because
and there's a tension between us.
Because you came in.
And don't worry, at the end of the movie, we'll get together. But for right now, I'm just trying to make this album.
You can't... Don't do that.
If I don't come back to Mr. John D. John with a hit
I
called Country Road.
I told him to do it. I couldn't be mean. I told him to do it. Jen, what I'd like to do, do you feel comfortable?
No.
Why?
No, I was joking. That's going to be funny.
Oh, look what you did.
Nerdist.com.
That's actually really nice. Like, Chris is invested in everyone's comfort. He shut this down because he felt it was uncomfortable. I'm actually with him on that one.
Do you want to play that and see if they can do anything with it? I'm still interested, actually.
Yeah.
I want to see if they
actually
can.
Yeah, no, I wanted you to hear.
To George Carlin, I wanted to see like what...
Yeah.
What's the most you would do? So how do you do something with that piece? If that's the only one,
because this is good.
JJ, what do you? You listen to it a few times. What do you suggest? Don't have a choice.
I've got a couple things I can add to it,
and we can lower the violin in the mix. It might help it. You know, like sometimes if somebody hits a bum note, in the mix
I've been
lower
known
the
to
mix.
Sing.
Right. And
two.
You're going
to
do guitar.
Yeah.
All right, come on, let's play it. And don't play it. Let's play it nice. Here we go.
what you do if you're on the road. You go, yeah. Take it home, JJ. You don't have to hit any notes.
Oh
That's
God.
What these guys do. Watch this. They
I
go,
want them to
watch,
tour with me.
My way.
That guy's really good at singing.
Listen. Oh, that's not on?
Always need this on.
All right, listen.
That was okay. Beautiful.
What I'd like
Sorry
to
I interrupted
do.
With a record executive.
You, by the way, no.
I wanted them to make an album.
By the way, I feel bad that I left that bit. That's
no,
the best.
That's it. That's
She's
all she
no,
wanted
she
to do.
The show. I owned a big record. First of all, that is a parody of my favorite time. I don't know if it existed or didn't.
I say this all the time. You went into the local studio and you became famous.
Yep. No, and then by a record tycoon came in from the back. I'm R.J. Fingernutter. And this is the best damn play I'd ever seen. I'd like to take this show to New York City.
New York City?
Oh, my goodness. It does make it seem like it was easier. Like, that did happen to Elvis. It was just because
but then he
radio
took 50% of his money and gave and pumped him full of pills.
It didn't work out it didn't later. Work out for, yeah, yeah. But the
hey,
beginning
you want,
was
you want to yeah. do you want to do a listener you want to do something nice for a listener?
No.
Nah.
Yes, you do.
Did you want to send them some coasters?
Are they attractive? Honestly,
I don't see
are they attractive or not?
We wouldn't.
Todd, how hot are they?
Oh, they're beautiful.
Okay.
Everybody's beautiful.
I don't think that's true.
Everything is beautiful.
I know that on the violin.
Like a hoobie boobie boo. Okay, so
I think
listen.
Your voice sounds better in this barn.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
I do too,
let me
actually.
Put my headsets on.
What is happening?
Everything is beautiful in its own way. Like a hanging. That's all I know.
That is.
I can't even say. Here's
amazing.
How much.
No, we listen, lost I'm David Bowie. We got Todd Glass in the barn.
Shut up. Are you just saying that?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
I was actually looking
Whoa.
For something to
Everything
heal me.
Is beautiful in its own way. Say it again, everybody. Together.
Everybody.
Everything is beautiful in its own way. Now let's see if you get this direction. I want you to scream. Scream, but away from the mic.
I can't scream.
This is how they did Dave Bowie's Heroes.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh.
Everything is beautiful in its own way. Does anyone else know any more?
No. Do you have reverb for everybody?
No.
Just you.
He
well,
can't
we used to. You don't, yeah. Do we have it through here?
You had reverb just now.
We did?
I. This is very dry.
That's still sentence.
This is very dry.
What if you went at him through the plexiglass?
That's what I was thinking.
That's why
we. I have reverb. I have reverb.
Yeah, now that he has a plexiglass, he's a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, that's all the reverb you're getting, asshole.
But he doesn't realize you can just reach around the reverb.
Yeah, the plexiglass. He no one realizes they could just go to the right or the left. Okay, so this is a bit where I'm on draw. I don't. Let me take a deep breath. Now let me ask you about that sequence drop.
Oh my God! I feel so silly. Is really how I feel.
It's like a bunch of mini coasters.
When we took
that,
a break,
that's
no. nothing to
we
do.
We
don't
have
coasters.
Nothing.
It's
no,
nothing
no.
To do.
There's never been a sequence drop.
Rumble. Sometimes if everyone's doing it, you can just say rumble. It adds the ambience you need. Watch this. Everyone can do restaurant ambient noise. Watch restaurant ambient noise, everybody.
I'm having a steak.
I'm having a nervous breakdown.
I don't like. I want a
my steak. Is delicious.
It's every extra thing, so no one can hear them.
JJ is literally hitting his trumpet to the end of his glass with a drink in it. Looks very, very posh. That's the name of my new show. So
very
listen.
Posh.
So listen.
Oh my God,
so,
that would be a good name.
So you're calling in as
Mike Calhoun.
Mike Calhoun. And whatever you want. By the way, maybe I'm overly setting it up. Do whatever you
that's
fucking
fine,
want.
That's fine. Okay.
Okay. I have a truth. I'm two potato salad. This is the truth. Two potato salad. Mike Calhoun. Well, it's not that funny, actually.
My Calhoun. You know, my Calhoun. My Calhoun.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So on the phone, yeah. I'm not lying, potato salad, Mike Calhoun. I told you the story about Mike Calhoun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His manager. I don't even know he had a manager.
This is the guy that he was laughing so hard at the show.
That I put him in the band as a joke.
As like a fun, and then mm-hmm.
his
and then
dad got
like,
to him.
Come to Philly. He came.
Exactly,
and like,
exactly, exactly.
And it's just he just had like a wonderful, kind soul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now, look, we still love him, but there's something. His manager, apparently, I'm getting the, you know, my producer's in another room. So, you know, he holds up signs.
With a tattoo.
And it's a manager. I don't know. Coasters. Should I take the call or is it like.
Yeah, you can get rid of it really quick. Be like, we're on air. You know.
Should I take it on the air?
Damn, JJ started playing trumpet or something.
Well, we don't. No.
Is it Todd Glass?
Yes.
Please hold for Jen Kirkman.
Oh my, what is. This is just weird.
No, my name's Lindsay Jones.
You're not Jen Kirkman? I fucking quit!
I thought I was getting a job working for Jen Kirkman!
No,
hi, this is Lindsay Jones' office. My name is, my name's Fred, from Lindsay Jones' office. Is this Todd? Is Todd there?
I'm not gonna move past that.
Really want to be in the bit too.
I want to do. You go. Wait. What was the thing you were doing? You're referencing the bit.
What happened was when I found out that I wasn't in the bit. When I found out I wasn't working for Jen Kirkman, I got really angry and I quit.
Why would you in a bit a character have to quit in the bit? Like it's not.
This is a high powered manager. With Lindsay.
All right. So listen. So hello.
I forget her last
name. I'll take
name.
The call on the air.
Lindsay
notice how I go right
Lindsay
back
Henry.
There. Lindsay Henry.
Hi, this is
yeah, this
Henry
is the Todd Glass Show.
Hi, Todd. Please hold for Lindsay Henry.
We're on the air. Is that okay?
Hi, Todd.
Yes.
Hi, this is Lindsay. I am from Six Arts and Stars. And,
yeah, you're, what is the call? This is referencing Michael.
Mike Calhoun.
Yeah, what's going on? I don't
Todd,
understand.
You should take this seriously.
Oh, Todd, we have great.
I am
great,
taking
well,
this seriously.
Six Arts and Stars is a huge agency.
I love that you've said what's going on because I'm going to answer you what isn't going
what
on.
What do I owe him?
No, not Todd. We are in the business, you and me, of Mike Calhoun. And that's how you say his name.
I'm a stand-up comedian. What do you mean I'm in the business?
Listen, I love comedy. Oh, my God, I love to laugh. And we need to after 9/11, right? I mean, laughter is so important. I go home every night and I say to my husband, if we couldn't laugh, ISIS wins, you
okay,
know?
Okay, okay.
But I love comedy.
What's this
so
have to do with Michael Calhoun?
What it has to do with Michael.
Oh, my God, is that Michael in the background?
What it has to do with Michael is that Michael.
He's yelling in the background.
My show helps. When I contribute to his show,
yes.
I help save lives.
Hold on, okay, hold on, guys. We'll guys, do you hear Michael Calhoun in the background?
I think
Michael Calhoun is obviously talking. Hold on. Yes?
Well, I've got Michael with me, and cut that, rewind. But anyway, I was calling about Michael. He is so. No, what you did for him.
Look,
that
it's
I,
over. It's
no,
over.
Oh, no.
No, it's
Todd,
over. I don't want it. If he wants money, tell him to start his own radio show.
I'm
done. I'm done. I'm
not in the business of living in the past.
Tell him it's not just about money, but it's also about respect.
Okay. Todd.
But I hear my. First of all, I hear Michael in the background.
I
respect you, Michael.
I'm watching NCIS. Todd, we don't want to live in the past. I don't want any money from that.
What's your name?
My name is Lindsay.
Can I tell you something, Lindsay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be serious.
Yeah.
Look, we don't have to see eye to eye, but I think we both can smell bullshit, and you could tell.
I hate bullshit, and that's why I love working with Mike. And here's the thing.
That's why I'm going to.
I'm going to let you.
Nope.
I'm going to let you right now have Mike be part of your show because I got the ratings from Chris Hardwick. He's my neighbor, and they're not doing well. And what you need is a young person like Mike Calhoun to be in there. Now, here's the thing: if you pay him $5,000 per episode.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, no. You don't dream small. Don't
do?
With the I can't.
Tell him
stop
can't
with the
put
ton.
A price on Millennial Edge.
Tell him I hear him. The Millennial Edge, whatever he said.
It's Millennial Edge.
Millennial Edge.
You can put a price on it. We're going to put one on it.
Okay.
Oh,
that
sounds so disgusting. Oh, this lawyer's gotten a hold of him because this doesn't sound like the Michael Calhoun that I know.
Listen to me, Todd!
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I just...
No, you can't. What's wrong with you?
I've had a tough day and...
No, but you can't scream at people and shrill at them.
No, you're
shrilling at me.
No, I was being fun.
Can I tell you something
around.
And can I be honest?
Yeah.
I like you.
I like you too. Now here's the thing. That's why I'm going to cut it down to $6,000 an episode. You're going to give to Mike.
Can I ask you a question? If you feel uncomfortable, I'll hang up. I don't want to do anything that makes you feel comfortable at all.
Mm-hmm.
Pull your pants down.
I'm not going to pull
Sorry, that's my harpist.
Now, I have blown people on behalf of Mike, and I'm telling you, the deals I didn't get were much better.
I appreciate it. I just want to say I appreciate
it. Well, the deals we got weren't much better. I think Mike should be, first of all, is anyone listening to this show? I doubt it. Second of all,
yes,
you need
do.
A young
we have 40,000 down.
It's spikes. Tell him it's 40. Spikes when I bring
they
it
need,
spike. I hear him in
they
the background.
They need a young man like
spike.
Mike on it. He knows all the cool people. He knows Drek. He knows Rahuna.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
He knows all the kids. He will bring them on the show. He will do raps. He will do, what are those Mad Libs? You fill in the words.
And right, I know what they are.
Rap it.
I thought it was Mad Libs.
I'll do those too.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm dating
I don't need Mad Libs.
He's dating Azaleas, Iggy. He will bring her in the studio if she feels it's right. All I right. heard it's a barn. I don't.
How much
are
you looking for?
I'm looking for only about $16,000 an episode.
You know what? And I don't want to come to the barn. I want to do. I want to have. I have a studio in South Beach, and I'll use.
Yeah, he has a studio in South Beach, which you're not allowed to come down to because it's a very it's a younger market. It's private.
Oh, this is embarrassing. I hear you, Michael.
That's not Michael. That's I'm watching NCIS.
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, definitely can't hear you.
Can I say
no,
something?
No, I hear
weird?
You. I hear you.
Michael, I don't want to betray you as a client.
We're going
I feel
down.
Weird.
We're going down.
Because
okay,
I can also
in the middle
see
of
you.
The show.
Wait.
I was just going to say, I feel weird because I can see you. I was going to end the bit by pretending I'm sitting at the table doing a bit. I feel weird because...
I'm laughing because I tell Jake to play a song. Oh. It makes me laugh every time. And then literally I go, Jake, not in the middle of the bit. And I was really like throwing him under the bus. Like, but I know what I'm doing is a bit. But that time I was like, oh, I realized I had done bad comedy timing.
No, I saw.
So I just turned to him and I'm like, Jake, not in the middle of the bit.
I didn't have my headphones on, so I didn't know what was happening.
I'll tell you why you don't know. Can I tell you something?
Why?
You like to rock and roll?
I love to
you
rock
like
and roll.
You to shake things up?
Of course I do.
You do?
Yeah.
How much? You really want to shake
like,
things up?
I think so.
Have you ever heard? I installed a bowling alley.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That, yes. That's what, that curtain back
that's
there?
What it was.
I couldn't, that's amazing.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize how far back this place went. And that's just, this is like in a movie.
Yeah.
When they when somebody pulls out a book
Ooh.
Of a bookcase and then the bookcase turns
no,
around.
I, know, it's
I thought that
up.
Was a thing that was in a movie.
And when you
no,
said we're
going to
have
up.
A ball tonight, you weren't kidding.
No.
Wow.
No, I was not. As life goes on.
Jake Fogelnest. Jake Fogelnest. Jake Fogelnest.
Jake Fogelnest. 9 to 4. Every night on HBO. You get 4 hours on HBO.
I have 4 hours
Jake
on HBO.
Jake Fogelnest.
Yeah.
12 to 7. Every day.
That's
7 hours of nonstop talking.
7 hours nonstop talk. Only available on HBO On Demand.
No commercials.
What time is it?
He doesn't pee.
9:37.
You want to just feel nice for a second?
Yeah.
This song, it just does it for me. And that's all I need. What do I ask for a lot?
All I don't. I need just a little more time to be sure. What I pee. Oh.
No,
you fucking
this
asshole.
Isn't the one.
Oh my
not
God,
the
you're
song?
So
this
stupid.
This is not the one.
You're such a
there was
fucking
another
loser.
One. Do we have another one? See if we have another one like it
oh,
by
I
that
get
group.
It wrong?
That's a fun
no.
But that's a fun song. You got to admit. You're
that angry. Was a fun
like,
song,
a
but the one I have
it's
is funner.
It's not
if
the
I
one
got
you want.
It wrong, just let me know.
No, you no, no. I don't think you got it wrong. That is one, but I think I held up the wrong one.
So that's really your fault.
You're welcome. It's my fault. Of course it is. So
Saturday
let's see if we have another one.
In the park.
By that group.
I think it was the 4th of July.
Do you have another
people
one?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear
George Carlin. I did play the wrong one. I couldn't find that one. But
Wow.
The truth finally comes out.
And I was still
the
nice.
The truth comes out.
Yeah, the truth
and you
comes
played
out.
Yourself.
Here we go. This is it. We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show.
Another sunny day. I met you up in the garden. You were digging plants. I dug you back your pardon. I took a photograph of you in the herbaceous bush.
JJ, can you do anything with this? Can you do anything with this?
Chocolate on the boil, steamy windows when we met. You got the attic window looking at on the cathedral. And on a Sunday evening, bells ring out in the dusk.
Power to have.
Well, all the lights and stuff?
I know, I'm getting nervous.
You're very graceful with it.
I try to be.
It's.
Hey, what happened? Ooh. Oh, that lighting. Could, oh, there we go.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, I didn't know they could change colors like that.
Somebody suggested this. We have squeezed a lot of bits in now quickly because I played a dumb song for 30 minutes, and I don't really feel that way. Because I like that song. That's why I played it, because I think it puts people in a good mood, but I get insecure. But then I instantly catch myself.
So yeah,
if I could
edit
every other sentence, I'd sound confident as fuck.
Too confident.
If I could have it every other sense. The part where I go, I know I shouldn't do this.
That's what people love about you.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's what I tell
them. They don't want you to feel insecure, but they want you to keep checking on yourself.
You know
and
what?
That's part of the comedy.
You know what? You relax me. Because you make it sound not so bad.
It's nothing so bad. Are you
if you're
kidding?
Fucking with me, I'll kill you.
Oh, you should hear what I'm going to say about you later when I call my mom tonight to debrief.
You call your
I call her at midnight every time I do the
every
show.
Every time. Yeah. You. I call her 12:30.
You play, what are you doing with all those glasses and those spoons, Jen? Why are you putting glasses up
and
on the
no
table
coasters?
And spoons and no coasters? What do you play you play the glasses? Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Wow.
What are you doing?
You wouldn't mind if you saw how good I was at this.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I know.
Hold on.
Shut the fuck up.
I feel so bad because Jake played his terrible violin and, like, my thing's really awesome.
Excuse me?
Oh, my God. No, I thought Jake played his violin good. If you two want to play together, I don't mind.
I would love it because this is the sound I was looking for. This is the sound. Oh, God, it complements perfectly.
It really is.
Oh. Are you rolling tape on this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, someone's at the door.
No, is that really?
Wait, I can't.
No, what is that? Oh, you motherfucker. Jen, I didn't know it was you.
No,
it's
someone's
not me.
At the door.
At
open
the door.
Jen, it's your cup.
No. That is somebody at the door.
Oh,
Jen happens to also
when
be banging your
coaster.
Cup. I almost believed you.
Hello?
What are the odds? Oh, my God.
This is Mabel. Maybelline. I just heard... I've been hearing a sound only in my head, and everyone said I was schizophrenic. I said, no, it sounds like a violin mixed with glasses falling in spoons. And it sounds like this. And I want to pay you money to whatever that was. Make that sound for me again, and I'll tape it, and I'll give it to my big, big boss, John D. John, and we're going to make an album.
Your names. You don't get stressed out on the great names.
He is one of the greatest names. I do get stressed out if that's what you're saying. And in the office, I get very stressed.
Maybe
out.
Maybe I should listen with more of an opening ear. By the way, the audacity of that guy. That's the sound he's looking for. No, that's the sound that doesn't need you. But he thinks that's the sound I need. Compliment.
he's so confident.
Listen, this guy thinks that this is what he does. That's.
And you know what? The best violin player to then hear that and think he needed to add to it.
That's maddening funny to me. It just gets me. Jesus Christ.
That's the sound I've been looking for.
That's the sound I've been looking for. Hey, Jen, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the happen? I want to make sure I do ask you a question right, because it wasn't. It wasn't like, oh, when were you your happiest? It was better than that. It was had a little slant on it, but like...
I know exactly what you're going to say. I can answer it.
All right, cool. Can I have a bottle of water?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I have some drinks left. Oh, no, I need a bottle of water.
It's been coming to me. It keeps popping up, and I can't believe it's this one memory. That was a time when I knew.
Is this true?
Yep. It was a time when I knew I'm happy in this moment, and yet I also knew this is a period of my life I will look back on fondly. And I was right. My old, when I was in college, I was about 20, my old roommate Jackie used to.
Who, Jackie?
Oh. It's an old joke. My friend Jackie, we lived together.
Who, Jackie?
Oh, my God. We have to tell Todd this story.
I think you know
who
this
Jackie?
Story.
Jake, who, Jackie?
Oh, you know Jackie?
Who, Jackie?
Oh,
who,
my God.
Who's Jackie? No, oh, who's Jackie?
Oh, girl Jackie?
Yeah, you know.
That was the greatest response. Oh, you know Jackie?
Oh, you know Jackie? When I go to Queens, I have a good time.
All right, listen.
All right, I'm going to leave time. This is serious. This is for what's her name?
Sindap.
Sindap.
Sindeep.
Oh, yeah. So what is it for you? Sindeep. I'm sorry. Okay. You're right. Thank
so my
you.
Old roommate, Jackie, in college.
Who, Jackie?
She would always say, when she got in a good mood, she would scream out, I just got a burst of energy. It was this thing we couldn't describe. We didn't know what it meant, but we'd suddenly feel like warm in our hearts with love and excitement. And sometimes she would grab her video camera. This is back in the 90s when everyone had a camera on their phone. And we'd go outside, and I would smoke a cigarette on the stoop. And I love smoking, and I obviously can't do it anymore, and it's all I think about every day. And so it
it's
brings...
It's so fun, isn't it?
I love it more than I've loved any person in my life. Like, I would take it over human interaction any day. So I'm on the front stoop, and I would just do these rants. I would do these rants at, like, people walking by, but they couldn't hear me. So there were these, like, dudes doing a drum circuit on the street, and I'd always, like, rant and smoke, and she would tape me and just be like, you need to be... And then I think that's probably where the comedy came from. But anyway, we would have so much fun with a recorder, and then we'd go to this deli and have coffee and sit there and drink it all night. And just, I would smoke butts. And I guess that was like my happiest moment because I'm like, I'm 19, I'm in college, I can do anything. I'm a creative person, I'm studying acting, I'm ranting into this camera at night. Wow. My life is so fun and easy. And it's like right now I know it's not going to get, I know I'm young enough to smoke with no consequences. I know... This video camera will be improved upon. I invented Periscope that night. And no, but I think about that all the time. And I know it sounds stupid, but it's
just...
No, it
doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Just hanging out with friends, I don't get that same... the burst of energy is a little moment that I don't think I could describe to an adult.
It altered my answer. Like, because I was trying to think of like...
Like a special moment, like your wedding day.
Yeah, well, and it's also, I don't want to, I always feel like maybe I go over the board, not giving homage to the past because I say tomorrow's better. So maybe I go so overboard with that that it doesn't mean you can't acknowledge.
Yeah.
But so when I heard your story, then I thought of a time in my life where I was like, yeah, I was doing stand-up, but yet I was still in Philly.
Oh, there's something kind of fun about it.
I know, and it was so many clubs, you actually made a good living. And I was like, and then I had my best friend, Katie. And we, like, I started hanging out at this college bar called Smokey Joe's, which, by the way, the owner's son is going to be here next week. It was like this cool bar, and then I was hanging out there, and I knew people, and I was having fun, and then I met this girl, Katie. We got along, and, you know, I told her I was just too busy with my comedy. but we were inseparable, like, and we
did
just
did she want it?
She did probably, yeah, she. Well, not like that.
No,
yeah, yeah. It did cause some tension because I was around. And like, she was like, "I don't get it." I know she probably told all her friends because later she told me she was like, "I don't understand." Because yeah, I would like hang around her every single day. They're like, "This is guy's either the nicest guy in the world or something's little." That's what we like to call it on the show.
Please keep doing that. It's the best. It's like Mr. Furley.
So anyway, but we were inseparable, and we had a really good time. Like, we could have a good time if it was snowing out. We would go to Wawa, get sandwiches, and then park the car on a corner and just watch cars go by and have hot, like, have the, you know, a coffee or a hot chocolate,
oh,
hot sandwiches.
Using yeah. coasters?
Lovely.
And just
keep
the heat on. Have the heat on in the car.
Yeah.
And it's freezing outside, and you're warm in this bubble, just looking at, like, a busy intersection, like on Lancaster Pike, where there were cars and people, and just eat sandwiches like those. So that was, and then at night, going to bars, just hanging out like I was in college.
Yeah.
Just hanging out like I was in college. And then money was... You know, like, I really, my...
Some
I,
of my
I
happiest times, I didn't have any money. I wouldn't go back to them, but I, every time it pops to my head, I was broke. But you know, my
but
hair.
What, Jen?
My hair was terrible, and my skin didn't
well, who
look
wants
nice.
To remember those years?
Ugh, gross.
You got, you have something?
Yeah.
He's never smiled once. Jake told me this once. He's like, I've never had a happy memory. I hope Todd doesn't ask me. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, we can edit this out if you'd rather not.
Well, it was September 11th.
No,
which
really?
Which is, it's going to sound. Oh,
that's the, actually, that person that better is, have a good story.
That is one of my favorite days.
What if?
It was beautiful.
No, what if somebody won the lottery
11th,
on September 11th?
2011. What did you think I was talking about?
I
had a great day on September 11th, 2011. Not when the thing happened.
What if that day,
yeah.
If you also won the lottery? Are you allowed to
that's
tell people
conflicted.
That's a lucky
that's,
day
that's,
for you?
That's,
you go, I hate to say it,
I'm
going to
buy two
day.
New towers for everyone.
That's the person that makes it about them
yeah.
immediately.
Could you have, with that last... Can you even guess how much it costs to build like the Empire State Building?
A billion? I don't know.
I have no idea.
None of us do, do we? No. I bet
Does anybody in this room make an education? Okay, we didn't just say guess. We could do that. I saw the way you decide.
It becomes like the Price is Right. $1.
Keith yelled out $500,000.
Definitely this barn costs more.
Can I tell you, when I was little, we went to a stadium and there was no roof on it. And I've told this story before. That's the new name
so
of the show.
So why tell it again?
Because yeah. I like to get it in a better shape for the road.
What do you need? You don't have to worry answer. About that.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah,
you don't have to worry about
you
that.
You thought they couldn't afford a roof?
So I said,
One World
I said why don't they
cost
have a...
$3.8 billion.
What?
$3.8 billion.
So the person that just won the lottery, could they afford to redone it?
No.
The power.
What am I, a moron trying to be nice? Did the person that just won it, done it, get it, done it, get it, done it?
That's your new character. Get it done.
Didn't the person?
You get it done
how
it.
Much did the person recently win? The big amount. How much was that?
A billion. It was like $600 million. I thought
$600 million.
So you didn't even put it.
And how much was the
$3.8 billion? So that
okay, please,
poor
I need
fuck
to hear
that
it
won.
Slow with no talking.
$3.8 billion.
Okay, hold on. How much did that woman win?
Over $1 billion before tax.
Okay, she won $1 billion. And how much does that thing cost?
$3.8 billion.
So she wouldn't have enough to do it.
That's a lot of coasters.
She'd be a gross poor person.
Why get the money if you can't do anything good with it? Yeah. I'd rather have nothing.
Wait, no. What's your favorite day?
A favorite day.
Oh yeah. I thought you didn't tell it.
I didn't tell it.
Well, Jen tried to interrupt you.
Yeah, but
he said it was 9/11.
Oh, you did.
Yes.
You want to have a serious answer?
I'll give you a serious
and less
answer.
Less editing.
Yeah.
Oy, I'm trying to have a nice show.
Okay. Serious answer.
You don't have to be serious.
No, I'll be serious.
I don't want to be the guy who doesn't let you finish. I'll go.
Hey-o.
No, I really don't. Okay, go ahead. To George Carlin, I'm not going to do it again.
It was a very nice day. I was in a place where I was happy very professionally. Things were going very well. Things in my personal life were going very well. And
no, you can't do that doing this.
And then and I was seeing my favorite band. And I was in New York City, and I was with standing next to somebody I was in love with, and I was not worried about work, and I was like, yeah, you know what? This is good. This is good. Watching my favorite band in the middle of Times Square.
What band?
It's the 9/11 Heroes. And
oh, my God.
Is that true?
No, it's a band called Devo. I was watching Devo in Times Square, and I was with somebody that I was – I was watching the band, then I was watching this person that I was in love with, and then I was thinking, and I was like, oh, this is as good as it gets.
You're taking me out with Times Square. I'm like, that all sounds great. Oh, Times Square.
Well, it was the 70s. It was a different time.
Wow.
It was nice. It was just a nice moment of like, oh, I'm present in this moment right now, and this is
wow.
This is good.
Wow. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, fuckface.
Hey.
This is the 24 seconds. You got to figure out what's going on there.
What if that girl that asked, what if all our days are so much better than hers? And she's like, oh, and we made her feel worse.
Yeah.
Who? I forgot.
We all said our nice days.
Those nice days.
She's like, I never had a best friend. I was never in love. I never saw Devo. I never had hot chocolate. I never smoked a cigarette and yelled on a stoop.
What have you
and then she's like, oh, my God.
Oh, no, Todd's really concerned.
Oh, my God, I hate.
Your
days are so
much better. I'm lost. I'm lost.
The girl that wrote in and said, what's everyone's favorite day?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if all of ours are so much better? And she's like, I could never do any of that stuff. I just meant, like, you saw a dog or something.
Yeah.
I had a good
don't
milkshake.
Think, listen, not to be, defense of my listeners.
What?
But they have things.
They've got things going on.
They have
on?
Shit happen soulful in their lives, too. How dare
really?
You?
Really?
Yeah.
Are they in show business?
Yeah. What do you hear? Well, here's you.
I could put it away. If it's bothering people, I could stop playing. I could stop playing.
It's nice in the background.
Okay, because I felt it.
You have the nerve, the guy who sings that, to say that's the sound I've been looking for. You know what the sound you've been looking for is? The volume. To turn yours off and play that.
Yeah.
This is not accompanying this guy. In this guy's head, though, he starts playing. He starts playing the violin. And then all of a sudden he goes, go ahead, now you start. Look how beautiful it sounds together. Listen. By the way,
God,
that's the best part of the bit. That's right there. Do it again, right there. It's the best part when it comes in. Watch. Do it again.
Yeah, wait.
Go in again. I want to go ahead.
There's a sound in my head, and I think it would go, I'm going to start playing. And then I have a sound in my head. It's going to come in. It's going to blow everybody's mind. Where do you hear this?
Crazy
do it again.
Funhouse and mirror.
Do it again. He's listen. This is but be meaner. But yeah. You're so pal. You love your song
listen,
so much.
Listen. You know it's been fun sitting here with
hey,
you.
Hey, can I do one thing?
Yeah.
Can I even give you one more direction?
Yeah.
Really yell at your assistant.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Don't. I don't want it to be mean. You're just.
I was gonna. Because here's what I was gonna do. I was gonna go very quiet and very calm, but very very mean.
Okay.
Like.
Okay.
No, but seriously.
What's the sound you're talking about?
It's been fun sitting here with you
to be
fuckers
bit.
Tonight.
Wow.
You know, jumping around and doing your little comedy bits about comedy bits. It's been a lot of fun. But I'm
fun.
What's that?
We're just having fun.
Yeah. Well, fucking playtime's over. Okay? Oh. Playtime's over. Todd, look at me. Enough. It's like there's a time to be. I've heard you say this. There's time to be serious, and there's a time to be silly. Okay.
All right. We'll listen to your song. We'll listen to your song.
It's fucking serious.
I know it's not a joke.
Shh.
Well, I'm only reacting.
No, I want you to stop reacting.
A guest in his house.
All right, Jake.
You know what?
Jake's not responsible.
When I'm gonna pull up.
What are you?
My bow.
Let's.
Okay, and it's gonna hit this fucking violin.
Wow.
All right. Why don't you rosin this up for me? Because I'm gonna play, and it's gonna be. Your fucking heart's gonna melt. Your mind's gonna be blown.
And then you want to layer in this other
thing? Yeah, and then because I hear a sound in my head.
You found the sound you're looking for.
I finally found the sound I'm looking for.
All right, let's hear it. We'll shut up. We'll listen. We won't do it with a bad ear.
Okay.
You're right. We were going into it. I get it. I had a chip on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it. Can I tell you, I like it.
Yeah.
You're right.
I am right.
I'm not turning it off.
No. You're going to let
I'm
fucking
not,
resent,
not
resentment
it.
Will kill you.
You
okay?
would eat peanut butter and jelly to this and enjoy your
if
life.
If someone said to me, describe the Todd Glass Show, but don't use words, I would just play this.
Yes. Do it again. Hey, describe the Todd Glass Show. Well, it's a little bit of this.
Don't use words.
No, the other thing first. Well, the Todd Glass Show is a little bit of this. It's the stuff you're like, why do they do it? But then it's a lot of this.
So turn the bell off. And you put it all together and it all works.
And then it's this. It's like, oh, don't say this word. Don't say that word. Yeah. Don't say this word. Don't say that. You shouldn't hit
your kids.
Don't
hit your kids.
Okay, Bernie Sanders is right there, right there, right there. But then there's this Todd Glass. We gotta go in for the close.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Time for me to go. It's 10 o'clock.
Time to get some coasters. Oh,
I've got a doctor's appointment.
That picture.
The wood is fine, Aristotle, without any coasters.
It's beautiful. It's so much
it's so
better
good.
Than I thought it would be.
I know.
It's like artwork.
You have to keep that up the whole time because it frames his little face.
Yeah.
Aristotle, it is. You have
look
no idea how cool it looks.
Look at his cute little face.
It looks like it's like crazy.
You
crazy,
look, you
I tell you.
Crazy.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do.
What?
Just, well, we're going to say goodnight. It goes so quick.
Good night, sweetheart.
Well, it's time. I never did the bit where the guy. I'll do it real quick, but we want to take a shot at it. Can you give me 3 minutes?
Yep.
So, JJ, you know Fly Me to the Moon? Can you just, let's see how quick can you go to that? Okay, here we go. Fly Me to the Moon. Okay, so it's a guy's fake laughing. You can tell. And then I'll go, Fly Me to the Moon, all right? And I'll just start singing it after my laugh. I go, so he's like this. He faked laughs. Maybe to someone in his band. I don't know. Yeah. I might be.
I know. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Fly me to the moon. He's like this fake. He's like.
And he's so angry.
he's like coming up. It's like he's doing crowd work.
And then he goes right into the song.
He's doing crowd work, and the person that he's in the audience, like he's got his prepared routine, yeah. But the person in the audience says something funnier than he's expecting and makes him look like a fool. And he's really mad at that audience member, but he has to save face with everybody, pretend to laugh like he's okay with
exactly.
it, and then he just sing wants to song. Go right into the song and skip by the moment.
There's That's nothing worse is. Than really, like shame and yeah. like being proud like, at the same time.
I'll cue you, okay? Fly me to the moon, the place. That's all you got to do. Let me do, can I try one more time? Can I try
can
it again?
Can someone say something horrible to you before? Like, should you be seen being cut down? Like, hey, should we close one of these curtains since you didn't sell the balcony?
Fly me to the moon. I don't know. I'm tired of it.
I made it tragic.
I can't hear the band over your tie.
Fly me to the moon. Do dooby dooby doo. Hey, sing boop boopy doo for this song. It's fun. He'll play
boop-y.
It for you. Boop boop boopy doo.
I feel stupid. If I saw a stupid person doing that, I wouldn't judge them because it's so much fun. I'd be like, I get why they're doing that.
It's so easy to do.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Why would you not do that?
Ba, 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 ba. You don't have to be able. Here we go. Here's where we go. I hope you guys don't mind. I have a little something prepared for you.
Oh, no. People don't realize you're really whistling. Whoa! Are you tap dancing too?
Oh my God! This is the craziest bowling alley.
What did I do? What did I do?
You knocked a glass off.
Wow, I got nervous. Okay, we have to
That's
say
my favorite song.
Here's how I'd like to say goodnight. What am I doing?
Your iPad's going to fall off the table.
You were knocking the table on the iPad.
I have to say goodnight.
That's my new favorite song.
How do I say goodnight? Oh, we're gonna hit. What's your favorite song?
Whatever you just played. I liked that.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know. Just keep it in mind for our wedding day.
Lady Gaga.
It is?
It's like a Lady Gaga. Is it those YouTube
yes.
people? I like them.
Oh, everything they do is great.
It's fun. Yeah.
This isn't an old-timey song.
And it's
song.
Good.
They do new songs in an old-timey way.
I want you ugly. I want your disease. I want you everything as long
That's
as
adorable.
They're really fun. It seems like it should be like a gimmicky thing.
Yeah,
that's like,
I
don't
it.
Like that. But I like
Joe's.
It when they do it. They're good. They're good, and I like it.
By the way, Jake's acting now. He's
good
got
for you.
Acting classes on Tuesday and Thursday.
Acting. Are you going to get?
He's got acting classes.
Be so
on,
famous, so you can't do the podcast anymore.
I don't know, but he came in one day. Goes, I got acting classes on Tuesday and Thursday, so I just want to let you know.
Oh my God, I love this song.
Jake Adams has an acting class on Tuesday.
By the way, the George Carney really did say this.
He also has that acting class on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
On Thursday. And when he's at that acting class, he can't do stuff for his friend Todd Glass. Jake Adams has
class on Tuesday and Thursday.
Is that you?
Yeah. Is that you? Oh my god.
Because he scats. He scats in the song.
Wow.
George Benson, right?
Uh-oh.
He does. He comes. He's like, Todd, I'm going to make the whole world see who I am. That's when he comes and he calls me on the phone. He goes, hey, Todd, these acting classes are paying off.
You won't have me to push around anymore, mister. Because one day someone very important is going to watch that acting class and they're going to say, that's the sound I've been looking for my whole life. Right?
Hey, Todd, I hit the road, Jack. I can't do your...
Todd, I'd love to do the show, but I just got cast on a big Broadway production. It's the guys that made Pippin, and I'm the star.
It's called The Todd Smalass Show. It's about a podcaster who never went anywhere because he was so mean to people who took acting classes.
Hey, Todd, I'm actually cruising back in through Hollywood. I know I haven't seen you in a while, but I'm making a big motion picture. It's called Todd Splash is Terrible, and it's about how your this guy Rod, is terrible. Anyway, I won't have time to see you, but maybe I can send you a picture of my trailer.
Hey, Todd, it's me, Jake. Chris Hardwick is optioning a miniseries called Talking Todd. We talk after this idiot airs his podcast, but we don't really air the podcast because no one likes it. Anyway.
Todd, you're never going to believe this. It's me, Jake. You know I used to do the show with you? I'm the first actor in space. The NASA space program has sent me to the moon to spread the joy of theater to outer space aliens.
Todd, it's me. You know how they say Oscar's so white? This year they say Oscar's so Jake because I was nominated for every single fucking thing. Even sound editing.
You want to end on a sing-along?
Yes.
And we'll say goodnight?
Yes.
Let's give it our all. Can we get some reverb in here? Can we get some reverb in our... A lot of reverb, like ridiculous amounts. Oh, yes. Oh,
okay.
Reverb.
I'd like to build the world.
The show's been moved to Friday mornings.
My podcast is on Friday mornings now?
Yeah, they switched the time slot.
That's the show, everybody.
I like to listen with my headphones to the Todd Glass Show. I like to hear all the characters calling in the show.
I know, I know. No, I'm sorry for leaving you a long message.
Wait.
I never hung up the phone. I've been on the phone the whole time. I'm really sorry.
Put in. I think Nick Lipa should end the show with a dance.
That's the only reason I
was
came.
That Chris Hardwick?
Put in.
He listened and he was so. He's like, I actually like the show.
Salsa.
This is Nick Lipa did everything in this room. He did all everything. Put everything up. Did everything. Put it together. Aristotle wired it. That's a weird way to end the show. I know, we're saying goodnight. Well, so the other day I caught Nick and he was dancing like around.
Oh.
Macho.
I wish I had money to tip. Well, I'm going to have a stroke.
I want to say goodnight.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, Nick, for that. I don't know why I've never seen Nick move or do anything. And all of a sudden he's running around like a lunatic.
I've never seen him
move. Who was hanging out the other night? Somebody was hanging out and then all of a sudden Daniel Keno and his girlfriend. His girlfriend, Lauren. Well, we got to remember the name.
Wait, he has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Why?
Oh, no, listen.
Oh, no, it seems to be there should be something there.
No, no, no.
Well, no,
your voice keeps going up. Mine does because I'm inquisitive, but
it's... No, it just made out the other night.
What?
No, just... That's weird.
I want to say goodnight. Remember I said kind words to everybody. That's what we do. We go around the table. You're great. Go ahead.
You're great.
You're special. You're positive. Anybody want to yell out positive stuff?
There's nothing
this
more
is the
fun
end of the show.
Than coming here and doing this.
Well, you, to me, that's very sweet.
I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and they're going to tell me what's wrong with my lungs. And if it's death, I've had a good life. This was a good night.
We found two Post-its, folks. Guess we could play this one. To start out the after show. Here's what's going on before you start the music. So now that we're in the barn, we said goodbye to Jen and Jake. And then Jake Adams goes, do you want to do an after show? So Gavin's here.
Gavin Mads.
And then Nick Leap is now at the table. Sit up, Nick. Pull yourself in.
My headphones are a little bit hot. I don't know if you guys got some hot headphones. When
watch your mouth. Watch hot. Your mouth when we have company.
They look hot.
And then Jake... Aristotle is over there. And by the way, it's someone's birthday today. When's his birthday?
Today is Jeff's birthday.
This is his dog.
What?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jeff, Aristotle's dog. Happy birthday to you. Now that's a spicy show. The Todd Glass Show. It's going to rattle the fuck out of your shit. That's our new jingles we play. They isolate those things and they play them on that. What's that thing that, remember he was here telling us about? They play 24 seconds of your show?
Clamor.
That's what they play to advertise our show, that bit right there. That's what people just heard. Now they're hearing me talk about it. And then they, boom, that's a chunk right there.
24 seconds.
Listen, what I'd like to do is, do you have that song, Another Sunny Day?
Another sunny day, I met you up in the garden.
This does it.
You were digging plants, I told you beg your pardon. I took a photograph of you in the herbage.
Who cares about this song?
I don't want to be this guy who keeps bringing this up, but I think my headphones are still a little bit hot.
Oh, you want to lower them? Now mine seem a little hot.
Yeah, mine are hot too.
Oh, shut up, you're just saying that to be cool.
Oh, I do a bit about that.
Gavin does do a bit about headphones being hot. So
we're doing a running bit, which you guys started on your own, right?
Yeah, we're just hanging out. Because Gavin's in town from Vancouver for this week, and he's staying with me.
You don't have to brag. You're staying at your sister's house. Gavin, what's your Twitter follower, Twitter name? Twitter shitter.
504 followers.
But, and what? No, I didn't say. I said, what's your Twitter, what's your name? Why would I do that? Why would I ask?
I don't know.
That would be
many.
So rude. Hey, we'll edit and post. Say
kind
50,
of
say 10,000, we'll edit it and post.
700 million.
700 what were you just hello? No, what were we just talking about?
There's Gavin's Twitter follow. Or
oh yeah, what's
Twitter
your Twitter? What's your Twitter?
Gavin
name?
Matz.
Gavin what?
Matz. Matts.
Gavin Matz.
Yeah.
Okay. People can go follow you. What the fuck is it? What's it hurting you? You have to be aggressive with people. Oh, I'm turning into Daniel Kino.
Can we redo it?
You want to do it again? I'll edit this out. No one will ever know. And I wouldn't lie to you. I will honestly
I
take
still
this
have
out.
The 700 million.
Okay. So how many Twitter followers do you have?
30,000 million.
30,000 million? Can you buy 30,000 million if you wanted to?
Yeah.
How many do you think the Kardashians have? I peeked around
that,
the other day.
That they bought?
No, that they really
I'm
have.
I'm gonna guess 600 million.
No.
And I'm gonna guess five.
What? Five
no,
what?
It's like 27 million. I think. Jeez. Sarah Silverman has 40 million. I'm kidding. Sarah Silverman has 13 million. That's a big deal.
It is.
That's like some shows don't have those numbers.
Wow, I was way off. Kim Kardashian West has 40.1 million Twitter followers.
Wow. How many does Sarah Silverman have?
Half of mine.
Sarah Silverman at least has double of Gavin's. He has 500.
Sarah Silverman has 7.91 million.
Shut
Twitter
the
followers.
Fuck up. Oh, no, I didn't mean it to shut the fuck up, Jake. I saw the look on your face. Wow. So she, well, not wow. I thought it was more. So she's letting me down. How many does, some people, if they don't, they might be.
How about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, how many does he have?
Too many.
More than he deserves.
Hello?
How many does he have?
Donald Trump has 6.9 million followers.
Okay, how much does Lil B the Bass God have?
Do you want to great? Listen.
At Lil B the Bass God?
Let me tell you something here. We have work to do if we're going to do this after show. It can't just be a bunch of shit.
Lil B the Bass God has 1.22 million Twitter followers.
I have the highest number of Twitter followers in this room at 48. Just 48.
Do you guys mind?
No. Please.
Hey, can you play the piano?
Yeah. I'm building.
Oh, shit.
Gavin plays the piano, yeah.
Whatever that instrument is. Sorry, what instrument is that? Turn all the reverb off. What instrument? Name one instrument in there. Okay, play it again.
It's the spin wheel right now on the computer.
Oh, it's a spin wheel?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, this is a great after show. Here's what I'd like to do. By the way, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm very relaxed. I feel great. I have a funny video for you to do, and if I'm going to give you the idea, if you don't do it, I can't. Wait, maybe this has been done.
What is?
Okay, you get like a walkie-talkie, you tape it to your dog's collar, and then you make it look like it's like a box, like some sort of apparatus, and then you have someone else do the talking for your dog. He can either go and do the typical joke, or he can go, well, actually, I don't know. Maybe we should just go out to eat nice later. Like, just talk like a regular person.
Punked with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, and you don't do it. You don't do it like where you don't do it to go out of your way. People either have to catch it. You don't put it in the middle. You just really, you're in a park. You just shoot it in a lot of places where you're not pushing it in people's faces. They have to go out of their way to go, what's going on over there? And they will. And you shoot that. And it's so cheap to do, and it's hilarious. And you can have three, if you're hanging out with three or four people, everybody's going to want to be the dog. They're going to want to grab the thing and do the dog for a little while. Just like, hey, you know. It's fun to be what a dog would be saying. And then the person talks to it. There's got to be two-way. For that bit to work, it goes back and forth. The person that's talking for the dog has to hear you because they're going to have conversations with you because you're technically talking to the dog. So you turn down and you go, what do you want to – do you want to walk more?
Do you think people would go along with it?
Well, I think they wouldn't know it wasn't true, hopefully, unless they're, you know – I don't know. Maybe some people – I don't know. Nobody would think it was true. I hope not. Well, you've told them, well – I don't know.
It would be funny to see people's reactions as well, you know, because some people would just go right with the bit. And
what do you think about this? We grade the pizza. And I don't usually believe in eating on the air, but this is going to be a special show. It's only if you like to hear people talk about eating pizza. It's a new segment we're launching tonight. It's called They Talk About How Delicious Their Pizza Is. Let me tell you something to George Carlin. Don't listen to it in some, oh, I want to hear it. If it's chewing, if you don't like it, the show. This is already an after show. This is we eat the pizza, and we talk about how delicious it is. It's our just way of saying thank you for just the simple, basic food in life. So we're going to talk about it. If you go, I don't like when people talk and eat. I totally understand it. Matter of fact, I even agree. But there's a small sector of society, and you know who you are. You go, I don't mind. And that's who this show's for.
Hey, how are we going to get the pizza, considering we're all in the studio?
Oh, they're going to call on the phone.
Oh, okay.
But, Nick, I'm glad that you were here to talk about that. How about Nick did this whole fucking garage? Barn! Barn, I said!
Everybody give it up for Nick.
What's going on there? Oh, you know Eddie Pepitone.
My Twitter followers.
Did you know Eddie Pepitone? This is the truth. Lives next door.
Next to the other side of the barn?
He rents out on the other side of the barn, is attached to, this is so close, so we share a teeny bit of a wall. Our neighbors have a cottage in their backyard, and Eddie rents it out, and he's living in the cottage that's right over there.
You can see it if you look. Yeah, it's honest.
Listen, and our wall, I think you can sort of hear it now. Our wall is up against his wall, and he just,
Eddie.
He hooks up with these.
Eddie.
Wait.
Oh, that's him. That's Eddie. Listen.
First, just good for him.
Eddie.
Listen what they say.
Oh, Eddie.
What?
Eddie.
She's saying his name over and over.
Eddie.
Listen what else.
Eddie.
Bitter Buddha.
Steve Fine Arts is on there?
That's weird. Bitter Buddha. That's what they say to make him...
To name your credits during...
To make him, yeah, come to a happy ending, they have to mention Bitter Buddha. Poor Steve Fine Arts. I guess you all heard what happened. Oh, no, I shouldn't open my big mouth.
What happened?
Nah, he was poking around at the podcast, and he came upon this part. Hey, Steve, we found out. You know you... Steve Fine Arts, if you talk about him for 10 minutes or more, he will find it. And he's here now. He found out about it. Somebody said, hey, did you know, did you hear that? But if we stop talking about it right now, no, the word might not get back to him. But if we take, let's talk about Steve Fine Arts.
Steve, we're going to mention your show that you're doing, your live show.
The live show, whatever. This is called the Steve Fine Arts Half an Hour. A half an hour you're never going to forget. We have music we play now. I like to teach the world to sing became the national, your big, and this is when we, what bit are we doing?
Steve Fine Arts.
We're talking to him.
Cool. Steve Fine Arts found the podcast just because we said his name so much. So
Steve Fine Arts. Wait, I got lost. Wow. Well, you're having a good time. It's the after show, you dumb fucks. How can you not have fun when this music's playing? By the way, if you can't have fun when this music's playing, you're a bully. I provide this. People go, Todd, but you people can just listen to that without your show. Well, they're not. They don't want to learn search for this shit. I know what people want, and I give it to them in little intervals with me talking in between. Then I'll let Jake say something.
Hey.
They don't want you to listen to this podcast.
Gavin, say something.
They don't want you to listen to this podcast.
Oh, you're not having fun now, you pile of shit. Huh? You want to say something? Say something.
Hi.
What, Gavin?
Twitter.
Jake? Nick?
Yeah.
Aristotle?
Use some goddamn coasters.
This show's good. We're doing good. This is a good show. All right, I got to talk about serious business. What did you want to say?
No, Jake wanted to say something.
Jake, what do you want to say?
You go ahead, Gavin.
Oh, man. Anyway, just follow me on Twitter. I have so many followers. 500 followers. So many followers.
How many Twitter followers do you have?
700 million.
I have two post-its. That's all I have. I'm going to be honest with people. I have this post-it here. This is the only two songs I can ask for. I can ask two George Carlin. These are the only two post-its.
That wasn't one of the posters.
No, that wasn't it. It's okay. Or this. This is the truth. This is the only... That wasn't one of them. It's this. This is two George Carlin, one of them. I do like this.
March 20th at the Classic in New Zealand.
No, sorry, Jen. You got to pay $50 to get that jingle played twice. So, that's cool. So that was cool stuff.
What are you guys doing after this?
So
get the pizza soon. The pizza's gonna.
I guess
come
the pizza'll be here. That's always gonna be fun.
Pretty. I love pizza. It's a good time at night for it.
What's your favorite type?
I just want everybody else to be happy with the pizza choice. I don't really. My favorite type's your favorite type.
Oh, Eddie plays that song all night. Oh, look at him. He's dancing in his window.
Oh, the blinds are open.
At least that girl's gone.
It's just him.
Oh, but how can he crank that song? He plays it literally 10 times. Listen, do you hear the song? Listen.
In his defense, great song.
It has a catchy tune. Ugh, shut our comedy door right away. That's what's the great thing about comedy. No, he has all these chickens. The There's a lot of shit that's going to happen on this podcast, folks. I got sound bissels, whistles, dissels, kissels. Oh, shit, I left the meow loop on. It's a lot of responsibility. You know, I think it's good that I'm doing this. By the way, this is going to be over right at you.
We have some stuff that we didn't get
to. Oh, what? Tell me.
Oh, bits left?
Yes.
We have this Jesus quotes thing that we never did.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel, I love that they play those. It's Jimmy Kimmel. The candidates are always mentioning religion. And I love that he did this because what I mean, I always like when somebody makes social, if they have something they want to say socially, just say it. But it's funnier than it's preachy. I mean, it is definitely funnier than it's preachy. And that's the goal whenever you're going to exploit ridiculousness. And this does it really comedically brilliantly. So they go around and they dress up a Jesus, an actor, obviously, and then they have them literally word for word read quotes from the actual candidates.
Really?
So when you're hearing it right now, you're going to picture someone, Jesus, at a podium, and if it was someone just like the stereotypical Jesus we all think of, and this is what's coming out of them. This should be a joke. So the word should be, was that actually things candidates said? And they should go, well, no, they exaggerate them. Candidates aren't that crazy, but it's the gist of it. No, it's literally. No one should have this come out of their mouth. And have comedy. That means you're offering up comedy because you say things that are so ridiculous that the what you just believe is pure comedy. Like, that means your beliefs are off. When just what you believe is hysterical. Is hysterical what you believe. What are we talking about?
The Jesus quotes from...
Yes. What you believe is hysterical. Hearing that, it shouldn't sound silly coming out of Jesus' mouth. If someone said, hey, well, we should probably do the right thing. There's so many nice things that people say that you could throw in. It would be like, yeah, that probably, the things should not, oh, well, they're taken out of context. That's what they guarantee they say. You know why? Because if they didn't say it was taken out of context, they'd have to change. So they just delude themselves. And you know a lot of those people see those bits. People in the business see a bit like that, and they heard about that bit when they're taking your quotes and putting, so here's the bit. Mm-hmm.
Jake!
Unprofessional.
Come on, Jake.
Unprofessional.
Jake. Come on, Jake. Hey, dropping the
very
ball.
Very unprofessional.
Dropping the ball.
Very unprofessional.
Yeah,
unprofessional.
Like
what kind of shows you have a professional show? I never heard of a professional
Words
show like that. A mother is a mother.
Read by Jesus.
Nah, it's not.
You don't lack your...
Wait,
somebody help you?
Guys. Here we go.
Words of the candidates as read by Jesus himself.
You don't lock your doors because you hate the people on the outside. You lock your doors because you love the people on the inside.
Thank you.
The fact is that we need appropriate vetting, and I don't think that orphans under 5 should be admitted into the United States at this point. You don't stop bad guys by taking away our guns. You stop bad guys by using our guns. Look at that face. I mean, would anybody vote for that?
Trump making fun of a woman candidate.
I would bomb the out of them. I would just bomb those suckers. The other thing is, with the terrorists, you have to take out their families. I'll take the votes of everyone who likes machine guns and bacon. I will build a wall. It will be a great wall.
So anyway,
if you like that, click the subscribe button.
No, he needs some advertising. Oh, we advertise with him now. At the end of some of Jimmy Kimmel's clips, he says, don't forget to go to write mean comments to each other in the comment section. That's funny, you dumb fucks. I hope he listens to the show and he bans you from the entertainment business.
I am Jimmy Kimmel. If you like that, click the subscribe button below and good things will happen forever.
See? I'm telling you, he says funny things on either side of his bumpers.
I am Jimmy Kimmel. If you like that, click the subscribe button below and good things will happen forever.
Good things will happen forever.
No, they won't.
Good things will happen forever. Oh, Jesus. What I'd like to do right now, hold on. Jen, polka, glass, Jake, violin, Todd, whistle bit. I can't wait till the pizza. Can I tell you, I'm in a way, I'm serious. Eating and doing this podcast are two of my favorite things. Now that this segment has been created, I have to admit, I'm sort of looking forward to it.
You're going to do both?
But what if the universe implodes?
before our pizza, we need to. By the way, to George Carlin, what's your name again? Gavin? I'm kidding.
True. Yes.
Gavin. This is relaxing for some reason.
Hold on. I kind of want to take a second here because you said to George Carlin, and then you said, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Okay. I'm glad you caught me. So what I meant to say is to George Carlin, this hearing this meditation done in this avant-garde fashion with some crass cursing, it works. I think it works because some people, if the verbiage you know when you're fed up is this, maybe this is what gets you to just fucking... Is it coming? Oh.
Sit or lie comfortably, quietly. Allow yourself to be here.
That actually is relaxing.
In this moment.
Wow.
With your eyes closed, begin to connect.
Feel it. What? I can't relax.
Gradually.
What is that?
Let the bullshit of the external world fade from your awareness.
Think about how much pleasure he's having. Maybe it's relaxing.
If you find your mind wandering to other thoughts, don't let it concern you.
Is it? Is he going again?
Just acknowledge. All that shit is fucking bullshit.
Eddie.
I can't relax. This is annoying.
Yeah, Todd, I really just want to chill out.
Oh, Eddie.
This is annoying. I'm not going to lie to you.
Eddie. Bitter Buddha.
Bitter Buddha.
Oh.
Steve, final.
I just feel like meditating after the pizza.
This is...
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, here's what we did when we took a break. We ate all the pizza and we didn't eat any of it on the air. So that whole segment got nixed. We thought it would be rude to eat it on the end of the mics, even though we thought it was such a great idea. But anyway.
But we ate it so fast.
We
that's
did.
A
we
new
ate
segment. Oh, that's nice.
I told you I was going to return you back to the world. Nice and relaxed.
Each breath, feel your body saying, fuck that.
Yes.
With passive acceptance, just allow distracting thoughts to float by. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
With each breath you take, fuck. Your thoughts become lighter. And all the
Eddie.
Oh.
Oh, come on. Eddie.
Does he ever stop?
I'll give you the third to last word. Fourth to last word. Nick?
Eh?
Okay. I'll give you the third to the last word. There you go. I'll give you second to the last word.
Take care.
Aristotle, I'll give you first to the last word, right? No, I'll give you next to the last word. I'll give you next to the last word.
Coasters.
Okay, and I'll take the last word. I guess it just unfolded that way. No, I didn't see it coming. Come on, don't be stupid. What am I, stupid? Oh,
Eddie.
Is this a bit immature?
Oh.
Jake puts these stupid jingles on the board. I want to say thank you to everybody. I'd like to teach.
Is that your last word?
The world to sing. We could end with that. Perfect harmony. Simple dream.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with a lawn. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white birds.
Good night, everybody.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
I ain't shitting around, America.
Holding in my arms.
I know how to get emotion out of people. You fucking kidding me?
I like to see the world for what
I know what I'm doing.
Hand in hand in hand.
You're smiling now, you pile of shit.
Men echo through the hills. I-
I'm checking myself into a hospital.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.